iron and short. Center fielder Drew Pettis rounds out the batting order for Midland this evening. Pettis is center. Clark Malone and Simpson Drew Dahl bringing. McGuire Logan and Wendlock Drew Middles bringing. Both the Ironman and Pettis round out the batting order for the Midland Rockouts this evening. It's all about the Midland Chin. Dwayne Glenn starting in the pitchers. Now the starting lineup for your flag, check class is San Antonio. Leading off, the left fielder Cole Cummings. Cummings in left. Connor Hollis will be in second base. He'll be batting second. Hollis and center. Romeo Sanabria, the designated hitter, will be hitting third. Sanabria, the leader. Bobby Cinero will be in first base. He'll be picking up. Cinero is at first. The third baseman, Michael Castagnol, will be batting fifth. Castagnol, third.
Well, here at
thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Game three of what may be a pivotal week before all is said and done comes Sunday evening here in San Antonio. The Rock Hounds and the Missions in game three of this set. The teams have split the first two series games in this series, and they have both been one-run games. Rockhounds held on for a 5-4 win on Tuesday, and the Missions winning last night. Final score was 3-2. I guess the cliche in mysteries was the Butler did it. Well, last night Ditter did it. Ray Patrick Ditter had himself a ball game. And it started with an oddity. The first four Rockhound batters in the game bounced out to shortstop Ray Patrick Ditter. In fact, he had 9 assists on the 27 outs recorded by the Missions last night. That is a busy night even for a shortstop. But it was his at-bat in the fifth inning that turned the ball game around. And just one of those where the swing of the bat, a 3-run home run, but it was preceded by a double. But with two men out, Anthony Villar was the batter. Now, Anthony Villar has not had a lot of time with the Missions. He was 4-for-45 when he stepped to the plate. And, again, Mason Barnett last night struck out 9 batters, went 7 innings, 3 runs on 6 hits. That's a quality start. But the batter, 8th in the order, Villar, again, 4-for-45, and wouldn't you know, 1 walk in the game, 1 for Mason Barnett. He walked Villar. That extended the inning with two men out, and the next batter up was Ray Patrick Ditter, hit a 3-run home run. That was all Mason Barnett gave up. Talked to several folks here in the press box, and really Barnett looked really, really good. He just gave up, obviously, the one big swing, but really kind of quietly right out in front of it, walked a guy that, well, meaning no offense to Anthony Villar, if he hits a home run against you, sure, you tip your cap and you just say, job well done. But he's not a guy that you just don't want to walk. And Mason happened to. One walk, and that turns into certainly a pivotal moment in the ball game. So the Rockhounds, the only South Division team not to win last night. So the Frisco Rough Riders now within a game in the second half pennant race. And both Amarillo and San Antonio still on the outside looking in, but both being a game. And both the Sod Poodles and the Missions are now 6.5 behind the Rockhounds in the potential wild card race. Again, the wild card is instituted if Frisco wins the second half. And obviously that's a strong possibility. Frisco and the Rockhounds have been the two best in the South, two of the best three in the league all season. So you certainly can't discount the fact that Frisco could win the second half. If so, Rockhounds do have still solidly the inside track for the wild card. For the next 4 days, we'll tell you a lot more when all is said and done in this series between the Hounds and Missions. Bright sunshine and blue skies for the most part. A few clouds scattered about as we get set for this one. And we'll take you downstairs for the national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
Kind of cool, by the way, during the singing of the anthem, this is, of course, San Antonio with Lackland Air Force Base very nearby, and one of the big aircraft was taking off, I do believe, during that, in the singing of the anthem. Well, I'll give you a chill or two. Again, mostly sunshine. We've had some clouds in and out, and had a little bit of rain, of course, to deal with over the course of this series, but looks A-OK for Game 3 of the set. Sam Whiting will get the start for San Antonio in Game 3. And for the Rockcats, who talk about it, it is remarkable. Chen Zhuang will make his start after taking a line drive in the elbow in his last outing. Remarkable. Sam Whiting has baseball in hand. He's set for the first pitch, or will be shortly. Kick back, relax, my friends. How about we take you out to the ball game? We're in San Antonio, Texas. Rockhounds and Missions coming up. First pitch of the ball game right after this from Bud Light.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
First pitch will come with 94 degrees on the thermometer. And, of course, we're in San Antonio, so it's not exactly like Corpus Christi where the Rockhounds will finish the regular season. But a little bit of humidity. We have 99 degrees on the heat index. The wind has been coming and going a little bit. It's listed at 8 miles an hour. That's certainly not the case at the ballpark. The flag's barely moving. Bright sunlight over most of the yard. Sun sets here behind the first base side. Long rectangular shadow already covering from home plate right up through into shallow left center field, or left field rather. Denzel Clark leads it off. Sam Whiting on the mound. And from Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, let's play some baseball. Sam Whiting's first pitch of the game, a swing and a miss. Denzel goes after it and comes up empty, 0-1. Folks here in San Antonio, right on the dot, 7:05 for our first pitch. Game three of the set, teams have split the first two, each a one-run game. Denzel takes a low and away from the Mission's right-hander, one ball and one strike. Brendan Malone will again bat second and play second base. He's been there most of the time since Nick Kurtz joined the club about a week and a half ago. Will Simpson playing first base again tonight. Yes, swing and a miss. Denzel chasing one up and in. Count a ball and two strikes. Denzel Clark, outfielder by trade, of course. He is the DH in this game. Denzel leading it off. Next base hit for D will be his 100th of the season. That is a very cool milepost if he can pass it. Whiting waits, now has his sign. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. So Brendan Malone on deck, batting second and playing second. Will Simpson batting third and will play the three spot. Will Simpson at first base. Shane McGuire behind the plate. He'll do the catching and bat cleanup. Shane behind the dish. 2-2 pitch to Denzel. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Jordan Groshans will play for the first time in the series. Third baseman batting fifth, playing the five spot. Brian Buovas in left field batting sixth. Brian Buovas is in left. Full count. Payoff to Denzel Clark. Swinging a foul back and will pay it off one more time. Henry Bolte in right field batting in the seventh spot. Henry is in right. Good game last night. Jeremy Eierman makes his series debut. Jeremy at shortstop batting number eight. And Junior Perez, batting ninth in center field. Junior in center, rounds it out. 3-2, second time. Denzel swings, high fly ball, heading toward the seats, and will get into the seats on the right field side. Well, there aren't a lot of folks down the far stretches of the bench seats down each foul line, but there is a group of about six or seven, and that baseball went right between all of them. So Denzel with a souvenir nicely delivered. 3-2, third time. Whiting with the 3-2 delivery. Denzel, ooh, he hit him. Denzel will reach base, so that one just got away from the right-hander. So that would have been a base runner either way, but it's a little more painful for Denzel as he will take his base. It is, well, it's frustrating to even talk about, and it's just absolutely bizarre why MLB has not corrected this stat. Denzel actually has 30 stolen bases, but according to the official stats, he has 29, which is stupid and wrong. So he's already stolen his 30th. We'll see if he is going here. Brendan Malone swings at the first pitch and sends a fly ball to center. Boy, that's carrying a little bit more than center fielder Joshua Mears thought that he'll make the catch. And Denzel hustles to second. Boy, I glanced to see if Denzel might tag, and he not only had, he was on the move. Boy, that is really heady. Ball was hit to deep center field by Brendan Malone. Mears started in maybe just a step or so. Don't think he really misjudged it by much. The ball simply carried a little bit. So as he backpedaled, Denzel, who is, again, we know he's fast, he hustles, gets to second base on the fly ball to center field. One on and one out. Here's Will Simpson. Will, right-handed hitting first baseman, swings and misses at a breaking ball away, 0-1. Joined the club Sunday. He has been at first base for each game of this series. 2-for-6, couple of walks, so he's on base, 4 out of 8 to start his Rockhounds career. Right-handed hitter. Denzel dances off second, not going. Pitch, high strike. 0-2. Just got there in the inside half from Whiting. Clark, Malone, and Simpson, the leadoff three. McGuire, Groshans, and Bovas in the middle. Bolte, Ironman, and Perez rounded out for Gregorio Petit's Rockhounds. 71-51 on this season. Pitch swung on. Fly ball foul right side. This ball's going to stay playable, though I think. No, just eluded the glove of Robert Perez Jr. That ball got into the screen. Say this often. I fully, completely understand the necessity of the screens, and they extend, of course, now well down each of the baselines. In the old days, you know, 2019, but that would have been one of those where the fielder might have been able to reach across the short wall into the stands and try to make the catch, but the screen got it, and it's an 0-2 count to Will Simpson. Denzel on at second. Whiting looking in to catcher Juan Zabala. As his sign gives a look at Denzel, comes to the plate, and that ball is bounced foul at the plate, and the count is 0-2. By the way, Frisco is 74-58 on this season. 74-48, forgive me. Rockhounds are 71-51, as are the Springfield Cardinals, top three clubs in the league. Arkansas just a tinch back, and then the other six teams in the Texas League further back. Little chopper toward third base, going to be a tough play. I don't think he's going to get him. No, there'll be no throw. Marcos Castagnon charged, made the play barehanded. Well, if you want a great example of put the ball in play, Will Simpson got down in the count 0-2. He fouled off one pitch and then just got over the top and just chopped one. Never quite got to the third base dirt, so Castagnon had to charge. He made the play, did everything he could, but it's a base hit. So an 0-2 count, put it in play. Tip of the cap to Will Simpson. First and third for Shane McGuire. Pitch to the corner, a dart to the knees outside corner to Shane, 0-1. Shane McGuire at 233 on the season. He has served as member of the catching corps all season. Hounds had three catchers for a short while. Jose Mujica was active at the time. Pitched down and in for a ball, 1-1. Jose has been on the injured list for, boy, a while, since the 1st of July. So it's been Shane and Daniel Susak. It's a pretty doggone good catching combination. One ball, one strike. First and third. Cheating in at third is Castagnon. Pitches low and in. Ball two. 2-1 from Whiting. Whiting making his third step up the Padres ladder. San Diego Padres are the Major League affiliate of the Missions. Started the season with Lake Elsinore in the California League. And it earned a promotion to Fort Wayne in the Advanced A Midwest League. Was really good there. There's a swing and a miss. Count is 2-2. Had a 3.5 ERA with Lake Elsinore in 8 starts. When he went up to Fort Wayne, made 10 appearances, 6 as a starter, 4 out of the bullpen. Had a 2.28 ERA, a 1.27 whip, and Midwest League hitters hit just 189 against him. So that punched his ticket to San Antonio, and he makes his fourth start here for the Missions. Stretch and pitch, just down low. Didn't miss by much, but again, Shane McGuire, Shane will knock on wood when I say it, has a really good eye at the plate. Sam Whiting out of University of California, Santa Barbara, 16th rounder in 2023. Runner goes at first base, will punch shot to short, and it's knocked down by the third baseman, but that I think will be a base hit, scores a run. Inside-out swing by McGuire, line drive, and it was knocked down by the third baseman. I said shortstop. Castagnon was playing, basically, at short with the left-handed hitter up there. And Shane McGuire with a line drive base hit. And give Will Simpson some credit. That ball was deflected. Denzel scores with ease. Simpson gets to third base on that play. Ball was deflected off the glove of Castagnon and rolled into shallow left. So Denzel scores, and it's first and third again. In steps Jordan Groshen, takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So just a low line drive that Castagnon got a glove on, but could not make the play. Hard hit ball. Shane McGuire, a little 7-game hit streak working. Extended that already. Swinging a high fly ball by Jordan into right field. This is going to be interesting. Do you send Simpson? Catch made by Perez. Simpson coming to the plate. Here's the throw by Perez, and up, going to be high and wide. Hounds take a 2-0 lead. Jordan Groshans with a sacrifice fly to right field. Boy, Rockhounds have flat-out manufactured a couple here. So McGuire stays, of course, at first base. Sacrifice fly to right field just deep enough, and Will Simpson hustling home. So two down in the inning. Rockhounds have a hit batsman, basically a little chopper for a base hit on the 0-2 by Simpson. Line drive that just got off the glove of the third baseman, Castagnon, and now a sack fly. Big swing and a miss by Brian Welbos. Count 0-1 to the Rockhounds' left fielder. So the Hounds, we like to say, Frankensteining a run together and make it a couple of runs here in the first inning. Brian Welbos, 230 batting average since joining the Hounds, rolls one toward shortstop. Boy, it's going to be a tough play. Throw is going to be a little wide, pull him off the bag. I think that'll be a base hit. Base hit for Brian Welbos. Good play by Ray Patrick Ditter. His throw was wide, but Welbos was really bearing down on the base anyway, and that was just a good play to get to that ball by Ditter. So the Rockhounds, three hits, basically all are infield singles. Two on two out. Here's Henry Bolte, and we're going to get a visit to the pitcher's mound here as Sam Whiting. It's interesting, he's walking. He walked off the mound for a moment. Let's see if this is a mound visit or if there was something physical. That'll be up to Ben Engstrand, home plate umpire. Pitching coach started to come out and then walked back to the dugout. So catcher went out, though. So let's see. Yeah, that will be a mound visit. So it's first and second. I'm not sure that pitching coach Jeff Andrews got out of the dugout in time to keep that from being a second mound visit. Pitch down low for a ball. Pitching coach has 20 or 30 seconds. I have it written down, forgive me. If the catcher goes out, pitching coach has a small amount of time to join that conversation and make it still just a single mound visit. Otherwise, it's two. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 1-1. But Jeff got not quite to the third base line, and then just turn and walk back to the dugout. Missions will get activity in the bullpen, at least a right-hander loosening. Two on, two men down, two runs in. Henry Bolte, a 1-1 count. Pitch sails high for a ball. It's 2-1. So very early on, Carter Lowen is up and warming. And he now begins to throw in earnest. Here's the set by Whiting. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Count is 2-2 to Henry. Henry Bolte had an interesting night last night. He was up three times. He went 1-for-1. Drew a walk, reached on catcher's interference, and doubled. Catcher's interference, of course, is an error, but it also does not count as a plate appearance. So 1-for-1. Pitch outside, ball 3. So Whiting struggling a little bit. Sam, in his first three appearances with the Missions, a 5.4 ERA. 14 hits in 10 innings, 5 walks and 6 strikeouts, so he's not had the same success that he had at the advanced A level. Here's the pitch on the way, sliced out of play, so 3-2 a second time. Both runners, of course, going with the pitch. Whiting, 6'3", 220. He's 23 years of age. Mentioned out of UC Santa Barbara, born in Sacramento, so the native Californian. 3-2, second time. Bolte waits. Walvoss at first, McGuire at second. 2 runs across. Pitch by Whiting. Boy, just outside, ball 4. And pitch didn't miss by much. It did appear to be outside, but not by very much at all. Yeah, that's going to be it. Wow, Sam Whiting's day is done. So just 7 batters in. And Carter Lowing will come out of the bullpen. He will inherit the bases loaded. With 2 out in the first, good fans here give just a smattering of a round of applause. And a tough day for Sam Whiting. And Carter Lowen on the pitch, so the right-hander will have the bases loaded. He'll face Jeremy Eierman. Lowen's last name, by the way, L-O-E-W-E-N. Carter Lowen in the first inning. Every time you see that, and of course there are times the starter doesn't get out of inning number one, and just one of those little things about baseball. You and I mean, we understand it happens, and there's nothing earth-shattering about it, but especially now, you used to be pitching every 5 days. That's not necessarily the case. Sometimes it's one every 6 days, just maybe one a week in a series, but even if it's 1 in 5 days, you prepare, of course. You throw on the side during the days of wait, and you do your prep. And then, of course, the day of the game, you spend the time warming up in the bullpen. You go over all the hitters, of course. You do the whole deal, and then your day is over in less than an inning. It has to be one of the more frustrating things to happen in any sport, but it does in this case to Sam Whiting. So he'll go 2/3 of an inning. It's a 3 base hits. The hits, really, 2 of them were sharply hit. The other just a kind of a swinging bunt, really, almost, by Will Simpson. But again, game 0-2, put it in play. And boy, how big is that? And down to the count 0-2, you look at this inning. Denzel Clark hit by a pitch. He was at second after showing good hustle, advancing on Brendan Malone's deep fly to center. But it's a runner in scoring position, one out in an 0-2 count. And Will Simpson, for example, strikes out. And that's one man on, two out. Instead, put it in play. And Hounds have gone on to score twice and have the bases loaded. And Lowen delivers up high for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Carter Lowen, 1-2, 5.32 ERA. 34th appearance, all but one. Out of the bullpen for the right-hander. Lowen's pitch, that's a strike. Fired it right down the middle, 1-1 to Jeremy Eierman, right-handed hitting shortstop. Missing Carter Lowen, 6'4", 240. From Abbotsford, British Columbia, Vancouver area. 1-1 count, bases full, pitch to Jeremy. Bouncing ball sharply at foot foul, wide of third, 1-2. So it's Bolte at first, Welvoss at second, McGuire is at third. The Hounds have the base runners right about where they would like them. And Shane can run a little bit. He has 6 steals on this season and caught just once. Bolte and Guelvas can both absolutely jet. Irwin steps off and just kind of a fake, a little arm flip towards second base to make sure there was no balk. 1-2 pitch, down and away, 2-2. Eighth batter of the first inning for the Rockhounds. Wants to put two on the board, have three men on with two men out. 2-2 count to Jeremy, 221 the batting average. He has a lot of pop, though. Swings, sends a high fly ball, left field. Fair or foul, and I'm guessing from the reactions all around, yep, foul ball. Jumped off the bat, that thing was airborne in a hurry. Tough to tell the trajectory, but the reaction of the guys quickly said that was a foul ball, and the count is 2-2. Left side of the infield entirely in shadows. In fact, all of the infield now in shadows. A little stream of sunshine out by second, but everything else in the shadows. Pitch to Jeremy. Pops this one up as well. Given a look is catcher Juan Zabala. He is out of room, and that one will find its way up onto the roof. And this ball game started at precisely 7:05 as scheduled, and when the second hand swings up to 12 again here in a moment or two, it will be 20 minutes into this first inning. So it has been a long inning for the men on the mound for the Missions. 2-2 and a swing and a miss. Lowen comes in and strikes out Jeremy Ironman with a bases loaded. Of course, I have no way of telling, but man, if the Missions come back to take this game, might think about that. Bases loaded and a strikeout for Lowen. Happening in the books, Rockhounds 2 and against right-hander Chen Zhuang. Watching him jog to the mound, can't believe he is out there, but he is. Rockhounds lead it 2-0.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Cole Cummings moves to the leadoff spot in this ballgame. Rifkin Reyes getting a rare night off, somewhat rare anyway. Left-handed hitter Cole Cummings against Chen Zhuang. Right-hander set, first pitch to Cummings. Fouled straight back, 0-1. Cole is the left fielder. Connor Hollis is back in the two spot. He'll move to second base in this game. Connor Hollis batting second, playing second. Romeo Sanabria, DH, batting in the three spot. Sanabria, the designated hitter. 0-1 count to Cummings. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss, 0-2. Robbie Tenerowicz, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Tenerowicz is at first. Marcos Castagnon, the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot. Castagnon. Here's Chen with the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in, count 1-2. Robert Perez Jr. in the sixth spot in right field. Perez Jr. in right. Last night's hero, Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, batting seventh. Ditter at shortstop. Pitch by Zhuang outside for a ball. 2-2. Fastball got away from him. Joshua Mears is the center fielder, batting eighth. Playing the eighth spot is Mears. And Juan Zabala catches and bats ninth for the Missions. Rounding it out, Juan Zabala, behind plate. Zhuang with a 2-2. Swung on it, fouled back. And stays 2-2. Cummings, Hollis, and Sanabria up top. Tenerowitz, Castagnon, and Perez Jr. in the middle of the order. And Ditter, Mears, and Zabala rounded out. Chen Zhuang making his fifth appearance, fourth start. Astounding that he is out there. 2-2 count by the right-hander. Pitch just down and away, ball three. Good command. So you're Cole Cummings, and you look at a scouting report, I would imagine you are expecting this pitch to be in the zone. Cole, left-handed hitter, standing out. 225 average. It's a little better than 250 in the season series, and these teams have met a good deal on this year. Pitch swung on, foul back. Not as much as they used to. There was a time when there were only eight teams in the Texas League, so only three division opponents. You played them four times at home and four times on the road. That was 32 meetings in a season. Tonight is meeting number 21. Teams will play 24 times when Sunday's game is through. Pitch to Cummings and a fly ball. Left field, crowd reactive. It's not going to go deep. Not Buelbas is there. In fact, he'll make the routine play fairly straight away, not overly deep left field. So Chen Zhuang wins that battle with Cole Cummings. And here's Connor Hollis. In his last start last Thursday, Chen Zhuang was hit in the back of the pitching elbow by a line drive. He left the game. And it was scary to watch. Pitch just down low to Hollis. Right-handed hitter is Connor, 233 average. Chen told the field staff the next day he wanted to make his next start, which is this one. And the breaking pitch popped in the air. Right side foul ground. Bolte on the move. Nope, the ball will drop in front of him. Ball wasn't hit very high at all. First baseman Will Simpson and right fielder Henry Bolte, both with a good effort. Henry will make a friend by a gentle toss of the foul ball up onto the concourse. 1-1 the count. Even just a couple of days later, somewhere around maybe last weekend, I asked Paul Abbott, Rambo, who is honestly a great kid, who was Chen's interpreter, and said, yep, wants to make the next start. Pitch swung on, fly ball not deep into center, but right there to make the catch is Junior Perez for the out. Connor Hollis, a little flare in his shallow center. Two up, two down for Romeo Sanabria. A little bit of breeze picking up now. 8 to 10 miles per hour, and that's about as strong as we get, although the weather forecast tomorrow says strong wind is expected, at least in part of San Antonio. Boy, you don't get that very often. This is usually a fairly calm setting. Unlike home. Pitch from Chen, off good off-speed pitch, settles in over the inside corners of the young left-handed hitter, Romeo Sanabria. Mentioned, so Paul Abbott was telling me even over the weekend he didn't think Chen would make this start. Didn't seem likely anyway. Swing and a bouncer foul between the bag and the box on the first base side, 0-2. Nobody on it, two men down, Rockhounds lead 2-0. Here is the right-hander making a start, and if you were with us when that line drive got him in the back of the elbow, it's terrifying. There's the stretch and the delivery, and that's fouled away. Again, Paul Abbott and I were talking, and if that ball maybe is just a few inches down and maybe gets him in the forearm, it's just scary to even think. But even at the back of the elbow, the pitching elbow, here he is. So, hey, win, lose, draw, anywhere in between, man. That is a tip of the cap. Stretch and pitch by Chen. Bouncing ball fouled just wide of first base. Sanabria, 1-0-2, got a pretty good swing at that. Sanabria has been terrific since coming up from Advanced A. Basically a .500 on-base percentage in 16, maybe 19 games, forgive me, 19 games in which he has played. .494, that's close enough for baseball jazz.
Left-handed hitter waits. Stretch and pitch by Chan, way outside for a ball. Count one ball and two strikes. Nobody on and two men down. Bottom of the first inning. Rockhounds the 2-0 advantage. RBIs by Shane McGuire on a line drive deflected off the third baseman's glove. And Jordan Groshans with a sacrifice fly in the top of the inning. Chan's pitch sails away on him again. Two balls and two strikes to count. Rockhounds chewed up a whole bunch of baseball daylight time in the first inning. This first inning basically is going to be a half hour, maybe more. Even with a pitch clock, that happened. There's a line drive. Gloved at first base by Will Simpson. What an A-B that was by Sanabria. He got down 0-2, fouled away two pitches on a 2-2, absolutely laced it. And Will Simpson is tall. If he wasn't, that's a double. But he reached up and gloved it. So a couple of soft swings of the bat and a line shot gloved by the Hounds first baseman. And after one in San Antonio, Rockhounds 2, Missions nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, one inning and 30 minutes into this game. Oh, goodness. Well, I see. What does that mean? That means we're on pace for 4.5 hours. First of all, I doubt it. Second of all, I hope not. But that was a lot of baseball. Rockhounds sent 8 men to the plate in the top of the first inning. So Junior Perez, the only guy not to come to the dish, will lead it off. Then back up top for Denzel Clark and Brennan Malone. We welcome you to San Antonio and Nelson Wolf Stadium. Rockhounds here through Sunday evening. And when the Hounds return home, final homestand of the regular season, there may be some extra baseball, but it won't be much, by the way, in the two playoff series, even if you go through both rounds, only this 2-out-of-3-game series. The Hounds could have one more home game or two, depending on how they fare down the stretch and then in that first round, should they go on to meet the Frisco Rough Riders, whose ticket is summarily punched. But next Tuesday, Rockhounds open the final home stand of the season. Amarillo comes to town. Junior Perez fouls one away, and it's 0-1. And yep, the Sod Poodles are headed for Rocky Town next Tuesday through Sunday. Final Thirsty Thursday, final fireworks show. Got a cap night coming. That's a great night. Here's a called strike. Boy, that's a tough pitch. Just got there knee-high from Carter Lowen. Two-thirds of an inning for starter Sam Whiting. 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 walk, no Ks. Bouncer out to second. Couple of hops to Connor Hollis. Knee-high play. Throws to first for the out. One away in the second. By the way, Amarillo was a winner last night. Now, they are playing Arkansas. Travelers have the 4th best record. They're just a slight tier below the Hounds, the Frisco Rough Riders, who have the best record in the league by 3 games, and Springfield, with whom the Hounds are tied 20 games over 500. But Arkansas is really good. And they were leading 5-1, going to the bottom of the 7th, as Denzel takes low for a ball. And when all was said and done, they were 11-6 on the wrong side of it. Welcome to Hodgetown. Pitch to the corner called strike 1-1. Sod Poodles, of course, that home field is such a hitter's park, and they're not going to like it when I say that on our broadcast on MILB TV next week. Swing and a miss, 1-2. They don't like it at all. But you cannot possibly deny it. It is a home, it's a home run haven. It's a hitter's haven. It's a pitcher's nightmare. And last night, Travelers found out about that. Swinging a high pop-up off the bat of Denzel Clark. Shortstop Ray Patrick did her almost on the bag at second, and he will glove it. Boy, that ball had air under it. So Denzel retired. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the first inning. Two men down now on the pop-out. And the batter, Brendan Malone, drove the ball to deep center his first time. Arkansas took a 5-1 lead into the last of the seventh when they came to the plate in the top of the eighth inning. It was 9-5, Amarillo. 8-run seventh inning. Swinging a foul back by Brennan. Have some very good hitters in that lineup. Amarillo has been an under 500 team pretty much all season. But, boy, I mean, that in that ballpark, there's something about it, man. It gets going, and it doesn't always stop very quickly. Oh, check swing foul ball into the seats. Guy in the second row of the second tier with another fan hustling his backside off after the ball bounced gently between two rows of seats. The guy leaned back and gently caught the ball. No hustle needed. 0-2 count to Brennan. Nobody on, two out. Pitch by Lowen is down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Brennan again flew out to center his first time. 280 coming into the game. One of the league's 10 best. Stretch of pitch by Lowen. Just inside. Count evens at 2-2. Hounds two, missions nothing. Second inning. Long stream of sunlight in deep right center field out to the batter's eye, and that's about it. Rest of the ball yard is in shadows. Breeze picked up for a while now is almost gone away as the delivery from Lowen is down and away, and the count is full. 3-2 to Brennan with Will Simpson on deck here in the second inning. Missions with the win over the Hounds narrowly, and the Sod Poodles with their win, both within 6.5 now in the wild card. Pitch down and away for a ball. And Brendan Malone will draw the base on balls. So one on and two outers, Will Simpson. Well, you think of key swings and you think of maybe driving the ball out of the ballpark or what have you, but no. On an 0-2 pitch, in fact, on a third 0-2 pitch, Will just got over the top of one, chopped it toward third, and by the time Marcos Castagnon could make the play, no chance to get Simpson. Turned into a huge hit. Takes a called strike right down the middle with a fastball, 0-1. That pushed Denzel Clark to third with one man down. Shane McGuire, an RBI single. Will hustled around to third base, scored on the sacrifice fly by Groshans. A couple of good bits of base running in that inning as well. Swinging a foul back, it's 0-2. Denzel, who likely would have scored at some point anyway in the inning, but advancing to second, going from first to second base on a deep fly ball to center. It's good hustle, and Will Simpson going from first to third on the ball deflected off the glove of the third baseman. Malone is going, and a swing and a miss. So this time the 0-2 pitch is a swinging strike three. And if that was the case in the first inning, it might be a scoreless game. No runs, no hits. A base on balls, and Brendan Malone is stranded. To the bottom of the second, we go in San Antonio. Rockhounds 2, missions nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
middle third of the order in the bottom half of the second inning. Robbie Tenorowicz, Marcos Castagnon, and Robert Perez Jr. will face right-hander Chen Zhuang from Hualien, Taiwan. Born in Taipei, it's home in Hualien. Swing first pitch, and that ball hit in the air to deep left field. That ball's got a chance to do some damage, and that got out of here, or is it a two? What do we got? Did it bounce? Yep. Boy, nobody batter couldn't tell either. That is a double for Tenorowicz. Boy, that was a towering fly ball to left field. Let me see if I can grab a replay on that. And a towering fly ball. It bounced. Boy, that, the trajectory, couldn't tell where it landed. It bounced on the track just ahead of the wall and just bounced on over for a ground rule double. But Tenorowicz with a leadoff double to left field. So, one man on, nobody down. Here is Marcos Castagnon, right-handed hitter. He's the third baseman. Not for a moment, our third base umpire, who is Trevor Patience, by the way. Trevor was from Laguna Niguel, California. Thought he was waving the index finger in the air, signaling a home run, but nope, he was indicating a ground rule double. So the ball bounced right at the base of the wall toward that really reachable corner down the left field line. Shane McGuire now to, let's talk to Chen. Let's see if Rambo comes out here. The interpreter, he is poised if need be. But hey, it's pitcher catcher, and apparently they can. Yeah, now we're going to have the interpreter will jog out. He will sprint out, actually, Will Rambo. He's just a great kid. Down that left field line is 312 is all. And again, that's really short. That's right where the foul pole is. The wall, which is right at 8 feet, rounds out very quickly and very deeply. But that's still a, if you hit it right down the line, that's obviously reachable. That one was on a high trajectory, so it bounced right at the base of the wall, just shy enough that it bounced up and over onto the left field berm. So the double for Tenorowicz. And here is Castagnon, and now the first pitch from Chen, down and away for a ball, 1-0. One number early on in this game. Again, the Rockhounds had a 25-minute or so top of the first inning. But remember, they left the bases loaded after scoring two times and had a man on in the second. So the Hounds have left four men on base in the first two innings. Zhuang's pitch will check swing bouncer out to second. That'll be handled by Brendan Malone. Flips to Will Simpson for the out. Coming to third, though, is Tenorowicz. So in a 2-0 game, that's as good as a sacrifice. Runner at third, one down for Robert Perez Jr. Robert, the right fielder, at 215 on this season. Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Sorry, that geography is my life. Venezuela native is Robert, right-handed hitter. Pitch inside, just off the glove of Shane McGuire, 1-0. 215 hitter, although he has 9 home runs, 43 driven in. Right-handed hitter. The missions, by the way, are going as the Flying Chanclas this evening. It is Copa Night here in Nelson Wolf Stadium. Delivery, a good breaking pitch. Nope, down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Started down the middle and down and away a little too much. 2 balls, no strikes to count to Perez. Ray Patrick Ditter, last night's boy all around man of the match, as they used to say in hockey. Breaking pitch, and that one does get there. Called strike. Same pitch twice. Last one looked like he was going to get there and didn't. This one right over the outside edge. Body of the uniform is a deep sky blue, yellow numerals, and pink sleeves cut off at the shoulder. Perez has a yellow arm sleeve on. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3-1. I can't say it's aesthetically pleasing, but it's colorful. New supply of baseballs for home plate umpire Ben Engstrand. He is from West Des Moines, Iowa. Brandon Tipton has been away from the crew a couple of days. He is back. He's from Katy, Texas. And Trevor Patience from Laguna Niguel, California, as we mentioned, is at third base. 3-1 count. Pitch from Chen. Nope, lost him. Ball 4. No, did I say 3-2? Aha. You know what? I think you and I were actually right on that previous breaking pitch. Did get there. Didn't see a strike call. So 3-2 the count. Chen with a stretch. This pitch swung on and hit sharply and deep and way foul. Count stays 3-2. Runner at third, Robbie Tanerowicz. Leadoff ground rule double to left field. Advanced to third on the bounce out by Marcos Castagnon. Hounds playing the infield back. Will Simpson shallow at first base, but Hounds do a lot of that anyway. Here's the pitch to Perez, and he got him, called third strike. Got him looking. And the crowd groans, but Perez Jr. was walking away almost instantly. Well, I had the count wrong, of course, for a couple of moments, but Chen Zhuang won't walk a lot of batters. Again, he had, 64 innings at single A and advanced A, walked 7 batters against 66 whiffs. Now Ray Patrick Gitter swings hard, hit ball, base hit left side. This guy is on fire in this series. First pitch swing, gets the Missions on the board, line drive, base hit left field. The Missions have now scored 4 runs last night, and in this game, Ray Patrick Gitter has driven in all 4. And that was just a shot to left field. No chance for Groshans or Ironman at third base, and both are really third and short, and both are really good defenders. Now Joshua Mears. Now Gitter, now he's running. About to say he's a really good base runner. Fly ball to left field. Coming on is Blubos. Got to crustle a little bit. He'll get there for the out. So Joshua Mears flies out to left, and the first pitch he sees, boy, Gitter had a great jump. He's 28 for 32 on the bases, so he can flat out go. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and a man left on base. So Rockhounds have stranded 4 in this game, as we mentioned, and the Missions take advantage of their first base hit. The double as Ray Patrick Gitter follows with a 2-out RBI single. To the top half of the third we go. Rockhounds 2, Missions 1.
No, you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, the Hounds have a 2-1 lead, but the Missions very efficient with 2 base hits in the second inning. I mentioned when all is said and done tonight, the Hounds left the bases loaded in the first inning after scoring a couple. Batter is Shane McGuire. RBI single, his first time up, a line drive to deflect it off the glove of third baseman Marcos Castagnon. Takes a called strike to Shane. Jordan Groshans, who drove in the second run of the first inning with a sack fly, is on deck. And Brian Blubos will follow. Top of the third, 2-1 Hounds. Ground ball to first base, but foul just wide of the bag. Robbie Tanerowicz waiting for it anyway. Quick 0-2 count to Shane. I mentioned RBI single for Shane McGuire his first time around. Shane now hits in 7 consecutive ball games. He's 9 for 23 in that stretch. Swings and punches, 1 base hit left side. What a good AB that is. That ball just, and I mean just, eluding the glove of third baseman Marcos Castagnon, who again was shading towards shortstop. I think even more so in here in 2024, with strikeouts, of course, are so much higher than they used to be. Batting averages are lower than they used to be by a good amount. That's always been a good AB. 0-2 base hit, swinging a foul back, 0-2. But I mean, in the current culture, if you will, of baseball, really almost at every level, but certainly majors and affiliated minors, what a good AB. That was an 0-2 pitch. It was on the outside half, if not maybe off the outside corner. Pitch a fastball and a dandy got there outside corner to Jordan, 0-2 to Groshans. Sac fly his first time around. Shane McGuire just reached for that. He punched it, kind of a soft line drive, and the third baseman Castagnon just missed getting it, but a soft line drive to left, and Shane McGuire's 2-for-2. Single at a full count in the first, and singles on an 0-2 here in the third. Fastball, that is called third strike. Boy, Lewin putting together back-to-back just perfect pitches. I mean, knee-high, maybe even a little bit of run on that off the outside or on the outside edge. Lowen has struck out three batters. One walk, one hit. Here's Brian Boas. Brian 1-for-1. An infield single to shortstop. Ray Patrick Gitter made a really good effort to get there. Did get there and threw the ball to first, but not nearly in time to get Boas. Brian takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. So Brian Boas now. 6 for his last 17 over 4 games and 1 AB in this one. This swing and a high pop-up out of play. Of course, everybody wants to finish the season strong. And I would hope goes without saying. And for teams, certainly the Hounds have postseason aspirations and a very good possibility of getting there. You want to be cooking a little bit when you get to the very quick postseason in the Texas League. Pitch down and away, 2-1. Both playoff series, just 2 out of 3 anymore. I think 3 out of 5 is better, but hey, if there are playoffs, that's a good thing. Swinging the foul straight back, 2-2. Hounds are looking for their first trip to the postseason since 2019, which still makes some of us shudder. The Amarillo Sod Poodles, who raised a 2-0 deficit and beat the Hounds. And then beat the Tulsa Drillers after getting down 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back. Count 2-2 to Brian Boas. One man on, one man out. We're in the top half of the third. Rock Hounds lead it 2-1. And again, speaking of that playoff positioning, San Antonio, well, I'm not sure they can afford to lose another game in this series. The teams have split the first two. Pitch outside for a ball. The Missions have to win the series to have a chance. I think that's pretty well, even mathematically, just no way if they don't win the series. Here's the stretch and pitch. Called third strike, and boy, Brian Boas is out, and he will linger in disgust. So Carter Lowen striking out back-to-back hitters. Both of them looking. He has struck out 4 batters. He's faced 7, struck out 4 of them. Check myself, he has faced 8. Here's Henry Bolte. He struck out half of them. Henry will walk his first time. Check swing, called strike, 0-1. Give you our game summary after 3, and we'll give you the arithmetic with 4 games still remaining in this series. Runner bluffs, doesn't go pretty good. Bluffs, swing, and a miss. Henry chased one away. Boy, Lowen has really been sharp. He's given up 1 base hit, did walk a batter, but the base hit he gave up, remember, was that really good swing by Shane McGuire on an 0-2 pitch. He got ahead of Brendan Malone 0-2 and then walked him on the next 4. Rockhounds 2, Missions 1, top of the third. Bolte waits from the right side. Henry at 245 since coming up from Lansing. Toss to first, but Shane McGuire not far off the bag. Shane with six steals on the season, has been caught once. A couple of double steals with Daniel Susak. Love that stuff from early in the season. Pitch down and away for a ball to Henry, one and two. Bit of breeze picking up again here. Sky a pale evening blue now. Field all in shadows. Henry takes down and away. Not by much. 2-2. Northwest Arkansas is on top of Frisco. 4-1. Naturals are not quite in the dire straits the Missions are in terms of playoff positioning, but almost. Swinging a foul straight back. Still 2-2 to Henry. One on and two men down. Northwest Arkansas leading Frisco 4-1, top of the fourth inning at Springdale, Arkansas. And the top of the fourth, they got one going at Hodgetown, Arkansas 4, Amarillo 4. Pitch, got him called, third strike. Boy, Lowen, that was a really impressive inning. He got ahead of Shane McGuire, member 0-2, and Shane found a way to single that soft line drive to left. He has struck out the next three batters as Lowen, each of them looking. And we will go to the bottom half of the third inning. Rockhounds 2 and the Missions 1.
Year 2 of the four-peat was 2015. The Hounds went a pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the league player of the year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaya, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking the franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson.
I do believe the aforementioned Mr. Olson, in fact, is one of the featured images on MLB's webpage right now. Matty Olson. Man, good first baseman. He actually, I've said this often, he wasn't named to the All-Star team to complete that. Would have been a sweep of the infield for the Hounds that year. He played some right field down the stretch. I think that's probably the only reason he didn't get selected. So we go to the bottom of the third inning, and Chen Zhuang delivers a strike right down the middle to Juan Zabala. Right-handed hitting catcher. Top of the order, Cole Cummings and Connor Hollis to follow. 2-1 Hounds in inning number three. Breaking pitch lifted in the air to left. Crowd reacts, but plenty of room for Ryan Guelvas. He will circle around and make the catch. So Zabala flies out to left field. One away, top of the order. Here's Cole Cummings. Right-hander Daniel Camarena, left-hander Daniel Camarena is in the bullpen and warming up. That indicates Carter Lowen's day probably through, but my goodness, he was good. Faced nine batters, struck out five, gave up a walk and a flare single. Breaking pitch up, down, and in, hit him in the foot. So Cole Cummings is on base, and the Missions have the tying run on with one down here in the third inning. Cummings doesn't run a lot. When he does, he gets there. He's 7 out of 8 on the base path. Here's Connor Hollis. Connor's been around a while. He's a University of Houston product. Signed by Tampa Bay as a free agent in 2018. He came over to the Padres as a minor league free agent a couple of years ago. Takes a backup pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Flew out to shallow center his first time up. lefty Camarena continues to warm, so Owens' game probably over, but my goodness, inning in the third, nine batters spaced. One hit, one walk, five Ks. Backup pitch is high and tight, and one ball, one strike to count. Wallace at 233 on the season. Just over 160 in the season series. Again, these teams meeting for the 21st time in 2024. Pitch, good fastball. That's sent the opposite way. That's got a chance. That is a base hit. Over to make the play is Henry Bolte, and that's going to be second and third. Connor Hollis with an opposite field double down the right field line, and the Missions have second and third with one man down. So, opposite field double. It almost got tangled up in the tarp. Well, the Missions getting to Chen Zhuang a little bit here in this game. And again, he has been so good in four outings. Only 11 hits in 19 innings, but he's given up three now and two in the third. Hit batsman followed by the double, second and third, one away. And here is Romeo Sanabria. Lined out sharply, and I mean sharply. Will Simpson, first baseman, reached up and gloved that ball in the first inning. Sanabria waits, takes down the middle, but low ball one. One ball, no strikes. Again, that first inning in which Lowen came in, struck out Jeremy Ironman with the bases full. Hounds missing an opportunity to do more, perhaps. Should have pitched down low. Did he go? Appeal and no, did not go. Two balls, no strikes. Mission's got a leadoff double in the second inning from Robbie Tenorowicz. Two-out RBI single by Ray Patrick Ditter. And now second and third, one man down in the third inning. Tying run is at third. Go-ahead run is at second. And Sanabria will step away. Sanabria, interesting guy, drafted out of a very small college. Defense is not his strong point. He's one of those guys who has to earn it, but he has been a really good hitter in the minor league level. Takes a strike down the middle this time, two balls and one strike. Good plate recognition, draws a lot of walks. Stretch now by Chen Zhuang. 2-1 pitch. Nope, down and in. Good stop by Shane McGuire. That ball into the dirt. Three balls and one strike. Jordan Groshans cheating in at third. Rest of the infield is back. And Sanabria now 3-1 count. Chen comes set, second and third on the runners. Only one man down. Sanabria waits in the pitch by Chen, and that ball hit in the air to left field. And that's well struck. Going back, Wilbos will make the catch, but this is a tie game. Oh, he dropped the ball. He misplayed the ball. That'll be a sack fly and an error on left fielder Brian Wilbos. Flat out dropped it. So, check, and I'm sure it's what David's going to say. That is a sacrifice fly. He would have scored, would have driven in the run anyway. Now, Gregorio Petit is out and going to say that he dropped the ball on transfer. Boy, I didn't see Gregorio sprint out there, but he did. He was out there in a hurry, and he is arguing this. And that is, when you get down to it, that is a... It's an interesting call because, again, you know that the outfielder is trying to get the ball out of the glove in a hurry. And that's exactly, I think, what Gregorio is indicating and trying to demonstrate. I just did charades with the official scorer, David Humphrey, trying to make sure it's a sacrifice fly, which it is. And I am the world's worst at such things. And David finally, yep, we are in agreement. So Cole Cummings scores. Sanabria gets an RBI. Sacrifice fly reaches on the error. Hollis stays at second. So it is a 2-2 ball game. The run is earned. First and second, one man down. Batter is Robbie Tenorowicz. Ball was clearly deep enough to score the runner. Well, I think G has a pretty good point. I can't possibly say right or wrong from here. Couldn't really anyway. But I think his contention is valid. Backup pitching a good one, breaking ball that actually got the outside half of the plate to Tenorowicz. That moved a ton. It's 0-1. On that fly ball, you know that Buelvasi is trying to transfer in a hurry to have any kind of a chance. We didn't really get a second look at it, so enough to tell. Swing and a pop-up. Is it playable? Shane McGuire near the screen. Shane up out of room by one row. Make it two rows. Did the guy catch it? I have no idea. I'd love to see where that ball went. About half of the people in the section, first base side of home plate, are standing and looking. Probably a guy caught it. Maybe not. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. So it is a 2-2 tie. First and second, the runners. One man down with the error. Pitch swung on and hit high and deep to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a fair ball. Gone. Robbie Tenorowicz on an 0-2 pitch, a three-run home run. Well, I mean, Tenorowicz got every ounce, all five or so of them, of that Rawlings baseball gone, and the three-run homer breaks the tie. It is 5-4, and Chen Zhuang now going to get a visit from Paul Abbott, Rocktown's pitching coach. It is, I mean, it's just conjecture, of course, but remember that he was hit in the back of the right elbow during his last time out. Now, obviously, if he's not ready to go, I promise you, Hounds wouldn't have let him take the hill, but you never know if he's quite where he normally would be. But boy, Tenorowicz really hit that thing out of here. It was way high in the air, and it was down the line. Nelson Wolf Stadium and Momentum Bank Ballpark have very similar foul poles in terms of height. That's one thing, purely personal opinion. It's not a knock anyway, no way, no how. But I wish those foul poles were taller. Wouldn't have made really a difference in this case, but it was down that line very high. Question was fair or foul. When the bullpen started to point, and next thing you know, third base umpire, and that's the only guy that matters, Trevor Patience, said gone. It is 5-2 San Antonio. And Chen delivers down and away to Marcos Castagnon, 1-0. So five runs, four earned on four base hits. Overall in this ballgame, the error really costly, obviously, as well. Off-speed pitch has him swinging, missing way out in front. One ball, one strike. Well, Chen had given up one run in 19 innings coming in. 0.47 ERA, but that's going to take a statistically, of course, a pop in the chops. Delivery, and that's down and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike. In fact, right now, that ERA, 2.53. Yeah, and that's sidebar. It doesn't really matter. The game is what matters right here, and Chen just looking for an exit sign here in the third inning. Swinging that ball well, hit the center field, but I think with room. Yep, Perez drips back. Deep right center, falls at the end for the out. Well hit ball by Castagnon. Little bit of breeze, not a whole lot, but just a little. So two down in the inning. The inning should be over. I know that ERA is wrong because it takes a while, I think, till the end of the half inning for the computer to kind of chew through what is earned and unearned. Obviously, one man reached on an error, so that run cannot be earned. Here's Robert Perez Jr. First pitch swing, ground ball to third base. Jordan Groshans there on one hop. Throw to first, little low, backhanded by Will Simpson for the out. But an eventful inning, to say the least. San Antonio, with a second consecutive ballgame, getting a three-run home run that has given the Missions the lead. This one off the bat of Robbie Tenorowicz after three complete totals coming up. It's San Antonio 5, Rockhounds 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Top of the fourth inning, and it'll be left-hander Daniel Camarena who comes on to pitch. Carter Lowen, 2 1/3, 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He is the pitcher of record as the Missions have taken the lead 5-2 on a 3-run home run by Robbie Tenorowicz. Pitch misses down and into Jeremy Ironman. 1 ball, no strikes. Get to the totals here in a moment as we go to the top half of inning number 4. It'll be Jeremy Ironman, Junior Perez, and back up top for Denzel Clark in the Hounds' fourth inning. Pitch down the middle, called strike, and it's 1-1. Hounds 2 runs, 4 hits, and a costly error, 2-4-1. Missions 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 5-4-0. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-1. Rockhounds have left 5 men on base. The Missions have stranded just one. I mentioned early on, if the Missions came back to take the lead that first inning, Hounds got 2 but left the bases full. Foul ball straight back out of play into a, boy, deep, dark blue sky now. A little bit of breeze, but there is somewhat inward from right field. 2-2 to Jeremy. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch to Ironman. Check swing. Turned into it. Did he go? Boy, they say he did. Yep, check swing. Strike 3. Went a whole lot to it. Turned the body a little bit, though, and that's one thing that can kind of be the deciding factor and turned into that pitch a little too much. Chen Zhuang, I do believe, probably done now for the night. Colton Johnson is warming for the Rockhounds between innings. Pitch swung on, chopper out towards shortstop, charging. Ditter makes the play knee high, throws in, got him by a quarter step, board just out is Junior Perez. He thought he beat it. Good play by Ditter. And Ray Patrick Ditter had the busy night last night. He has a one put out, I guess. He got one put out on the pop-up in this assist. He had 9 assists last night. Defense has not been his strong suit at all. But played really well last night. That was a really good play to get Perez because he runs extremely well. Pitch up high for a ball to Denzel. He's 0-1 with a hit by pitch. And he's popped to short. Was plunked in the first inning, scored on the single by Shane McGuire. Swinging the foul straight back. And 1-1. So game 3 of this series. The Missions to have a realistic chance after winning last night. We've got to win the series outright to have really any realistic hope of a wild card. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. If the Missions do indeed win the remaining 4, including tonight, they would exit the series just 2.5 in back of the Hounds, swinging a foul straight back. Now, by the way, that's with 12 games to go. So that's still not easily done, but is certainly doable if the Rockhounds win even one more game in this series. San Antonio would be 4.5 out of the potential wild card with 12 to go. And if the Hounds win one time or two times or more, then at least 6.5 out, and that's just too much within 12 games, logically. They're checking in 3-2, and we'll see where Amarillo stands when the week is through. The Sod Poodles coming to town next Tuesday, along with great stuff at Rocky Town. Pitch, ground ball out towards short. Ditter will make the play. Edge of the grass sets up. Not can't make the play. I don't know that that isn't going to be a base hit. We'll see what David will say on that. I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Let's give another look at that. I'm not sure you get Denzel on that play. He really hustles, and that's something I hope David's going to take into consideration here. So we'll see. Going to be an error. Boy, I disagree with that, but Denzel reaching on the error. Boy, I don't know that Ditter gets him on that. I really don't, but that'll be a fielding error. So first error on the missions. And Brendan Malone, the batter with two men down. First pitch swing. Line drive into left field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. Denzel coming to third base. My goodness, how to get a half a hit just for that. Denzel, of course, running on contact, but he goes from first to third on a line drive that wasn't that deep into left field. And Brendan Malone with another base hit. Boy, he has been consistent and came in at 280 on this season. Well, okay, let me go back to the last homestand. On Sunday, Denzel really got a generous call, and it's one of those that I think probably should have been an error. This one I think should have been a hit. Okay, it balanced. In this case, those two balance out. He's swinging the ground ball. That's got a chance. Patrick Ditter will make the play. Throws across the diamond. Not going to get him. It's 5-3 Rockhounds. Base hit. Will Simpson left side. First pitch swinging. Simpson put that in play. Ditter ranged to his left. Made the play, the ball hit to the left side of the infield. But, boy, Simpson got down the line in a hurry. Beat that cleanly. Brendan Malone to second. Denzel Clark scores. It is 5-3. Will Simpson, his second RBI in just three games as a member of the Rockhounds. Boy, he busted it down the line. Really loved that. Run is unearned, but it is a run, and it is 5-3. Each team with one unearned run on the board in this game. Shane McGuire, the batter, he's 2-for-2. Swings and misses. Lefty-lefty matchup here against Camarena. And the Hounds come back. 5-3 ball game. Daniel Camarena making his eighth appearance. ERA just under 8, so he has had his struggles. Pitch from the left-hander. Ball hit in the air. Shallow center field. Going to carry just enough, though. Drifting over to make the catch is Mears, and the inning is over. So Shane retired for the first time in this ballgame for the Rockhounds. One run, two base hits, one error, and two men are left on base. So we are bound for the bottom half of the fourth, and this now is a two-run game. San Antonio leads the Rockhounds 5-3.
Going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And on our upcoming Hilliard Office Solutions, you find the solution. A couple of days ago, actually marking the anniversary, but this week marking the anniversary of some pretty cool stuff. First ever big league game on TV. And it was a very, very cool, very cool thing. Colton Johnson is on, as we assumed. Ray Patrick Bitter tries to bunt his way on and fouls the first pitch of the inning off. Well, Bitter, a three-run home run last night. RBI single tonight. And got the missions on the board, then the four spot in the third. Chen Zhuang, three innings, four hits, five runs, four earned, no walks and a strikeout. And one-hit batsman. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. So Colton comes out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. 26-year-old left-hander, 6'4", 220. Delivery swung on and missed. Had him chasing the breeze on a breaking pitch, and it's 1-2 to Ditter. And now Shane McGuire out to talk with Colton Johnson. You wonder about maybe a sign that might have been missed there. Which is always sounds like a little thing, but, you know, if you're a catcher and you're expecting one pitch and you get another, these guys have been behind the plate for a long time during their careers, but that can still cross you up. Colton Johnson with the Rockhounds 0-2 with a very respectable, better than respectable, 3.09 ERA in seven outings. Gone 11 2/3, eight base hits. He has walked eight, struck out 11, so the walk's the only number that kind of jumps off the page at you. 1-2 count, Ditter waits just outside. Boy, good-looking pitch that just eluded the outside corner. Bottom third of the order for the Missions. Ditter, then Joshua Mears, and Juan Zabala. 5-3, San Antonio. Fastball fouled away into an almost pitch-black night sky now. Deep, dark, midnight blue all around us. Solid crowd on hand tonight here. And this ballpark, 31 years now, 30 seasons of Texas League Baseball. They're talking about 2028 for a palace in San Antonio. Swinging a foul straight back, 2-2. I'd like to see it. I don't know. We'll see. They're saying 2028, and the plans are not finalized yet, but pretty impressive what they have in mind. Because it's a big city. The stretch and pitch by Colton Johnson. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up. Now Colton with a whiff. Gets Ray Patrick Ditter, who has been a very hot hitter. One man down. Joshua Mears, the batter, right-handed hitting center fielder. Said it over the course of the years coming here. This part of San Antonio, it was thought when this ballpark was built in 1994, was going to be a burgeoning area. Swinging a pop fly in the air, right field side, toward the screen, toward the seats, and over the screen and into the bench seats. I mentioned this ballpark built 31 years ago. Yeah, a lot of bench seats. Ah, kiddo got the baseball, arm extended in the air in absolute giddiness. Love it. Love it. 0-1 count to Mears. But this was supposed to be a part of San Antonio that was going to really develop and grow, and it just really never did. So they find themselves really kind of, as the cliche goes, off the beaten path. Backdoor pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Three more years, it would appear, here at this ballpark. And when it was built, it was one of the gems in all of minor league baseball. Those times change. He said, stating the obvious here, swing and a miss, 1-2 to Mears. Mears flew out to left field against starter Chen Zhuang, his first time up. 5-3 San Antonio, bottom of the fourth inning. Stretch and pitch by Colton fouled away. There goes one and two. into the seats and took a nasty carom back down toward the lower level. One very alert gentleman just covering his head in case. Good idea. The pitch on the way. Chet swing to go. I think he did. Oh, goodness say no. honest folks, I have no idea. Chet swing. Gregorio Petit. He won't remember the play. He might tomorrow when I ask him. I've got to ask him what he thought of that. That was a check swing strike, but nope, not upon appeal. Woo, toss that coin, baby. Toss that coin. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ray got him anyway. Called third strike, knee high inside edge, and Mears is out on strikes. Crowd won't like it, but I'm saying this in humor. He was out anyway, folks, so justice, I think, might have been served right there. So now here is Juan Zabala. By the way, Arkansas has scored three in the top of the fifth. They lead Amarillo 8-4. Top of the fifth inning at Hodgetown. Bouncer foul off the bat of Juan Zabala. Northwest Arkansas still leads Frisco. That's 4-2 now. That's Springdale, Arkansas, home of the Naturals. Bottom of the fifth inning at our best ballpark. Springfield, man, that's a good club right there. They lead Wichita 3-2. They have owned the Wind Surge this season. Pitch swung on, sent foul, sharply so. 0-2. Nobody on, two out. Two strikeouts for Colton Johnson as he enters the game in the fourth inning. Something kind of cool here with their video. They have the video board. They actually have the Flying Chonklas logo on the scoreboard. Interchangeable with that of the Missions, I am guessing. That's kind of cool. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Big bright scoreboard in right field, pretty much straight away right. The 1-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss, off-speed delivery. Good job by Shane McGuire. He will throw to first for the out, so it's a strikeout. 2-3 on the putout. That pitch was in the dirt. Colton Johnson strikes out the side. So we go to the top half of the fifth inning. A little trivia coming up as we continue. And after four, San Antonio Missions lead the Rockhounds by the score of 5-3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, 5-3. Missions lead the Rockhounds. Again, big swing of the bat. Robbie Tenerowitz, a three-run home run in the third. And that's the decisive swing through the first four innings anyway. Top of the fifth inning, and Jordan Groshans leads it off. Sacrifice fly in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third. Brian Wilmos and Henry Bolte will follow for the Hounds. Half of inning number five. Again, teams have split the first two of this final meeting of the season in the most prolific rivalry in Texas League history. Cubs, Angels, Rockhounds, and the Missions. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. this week marks really two cool anniversaries. First of them, the first ever televised big league baseball game, swinging a foul back, one ball, one strike. Station, I guess we've come a long way in identifying television stations. W2XBS, sounds like a football play, doesn't it? Swinging a ball, hitting the air to left center field. It's got a chance to drop, and it does. Base hit. Jordan Groshans makes a turn. Really good hustle to get there. See if that was Mears or Cummings. I think that was Cole Cummings. The center and left fielders cross paths. Yeah, Cole Cummings getting to that ball. Jordan Groshans just missed extra bases, but the Rockhounds get a leadoff single. So Jordan's on, but nobody down. Sack fly now. Base hit. Jordan Groshans has really, again, he's had some ups and downs. He's had almost everybody called strike to Brian Buelbas. But Jordan, 1-for-2 in this game. And now his last five games, 7-for-18. That's right about 400. Short sample size, but that's good. Pop-up, playable right near the plate. And Zabala will make that play. And boy, Brian Buelbas just looks down to the ground for a moment. Popped it up almost straight in the air. That ball almost stayed within the batter's circle. Foul out to the catcher, one man down with one man on base. Hounds have their third base hit against Daniel Camarena. By the way, W2XBS, to me that really sounds like, I just to hear Peyton Manning saying that. All right, there's W2XBS. On two, ready, break. Pitch swung on, hard hit, ball out toward shortstop. Ditter makes the play, spins, throws the second for one on the first. What a double play. Oh, that's just terrific. Henry Bolte, folks, can flat out run. That ball was a one-hop rocket. Ditter, who has been all of a sudden gold glove caliber of late, does have an error in this ball game, but that was a pretty tough play. But he just made an absolute beauty. And the quick pivot at second base by Hollis. You cannot do it any better than that. Bolte flat out flying, but they get him. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go, and it's Mission 5 to Hounds 3.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. First pitch, download. Cole Cummings, left-handed hitting left fielder. Lefty-lefty matchup against Colton Johnson. Delivery pops in the glove at high and away for a 2-0 count to Cummings. He'll be followed by Connor Hollis and then Romeo Sanabria. And this is the group that started the 4-run third inning, which was capped by Tenerowitz's home run. Down and away with a pitch from Johnson, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And in the bottom of the fifth, the Missions lead the Hounds 5-3. And Tenerowitz's home run, a three-run homer that broke a two-all tie. Colton's pitch, just down and away, ball four. We talk about it so often. Does baseball keep you humble? struck out the side in the fourth. Walks Cummings on four pitches to start the fifth. Well, on this date, first ever televised big league baseball game on W2XBS. By the way, that is now known as WNBC. Yeah, that might work a little better. Cincinnati Reds, Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers at Classic Ebbets Field. Pitch swung on, fly ball center field. Moving over and making catch, Junior Perez. Line drive, Connor Hollis, well struck, but handled by Perez. Line drive to right center. One on, one out for Romeo Sanabria. He's 0-for-1, lined out to first base really sharply. Sacrifice fly compounded by an error. Ball was dropped by Brian Buelvas. The Hounds did argue that, thought it came on the transfer. Sanabria, almost an RBI per game since joining the mission, sticks outside for a ball, 1-0. He has 17 ribbies in his 20th game now. By the way, that first ever telecast, they selected a pretty good guy to do it, Red Barber. He in many ways invented play-by-play. That's not entirely true, but it has some truth to it. The backup pitch called strike 1-1, lefty-lefty matchup here, Colton Johnson and Romeo Sanabria. One on, one out. 5-3 Hounds. Ball got loose out of the mission's bullpen. That'll be retrieved. And the bullpen's in play here. They're smarter than the people who set it up in Amarillo. In Amarillo, the bullpen mounds face the game's home plate. Here they face the outfield wall. So the really pitchers warming are throwing away from home plate. Stretch and delivery, swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch. Sanabria, who doesn't get fooled that much, was fooled on that pitch. Our first ever TV game. Of course, we have, the angles, the looks, the replays we have anymore. It's just, if you go back a ways, you understand how absolutely remarkable the coverage is now. Toss to first. They had two cameras. Count them, two. It was 1939, by the way, this past Monday, the anniversary, August 26th, 1939. Two cameras, one behind the plate and one at third base, looking across at first to record. Of course, most of the outs a lot made at first base or behind the plate. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. And Red Barber called it. Now, it was 1939, and if you're thinking that a whole big bunch of folks might have been watching this game, no. Depends on what estimate you look at. This is New York City, of course. This isn't our trivia question, but how many television sets do you suppose existed in New York? How many families, how many homes had a TV set in 1939 in New York City? Pitch outside for a ball. No reference point. It's hard to use that as a trivia question, but the answer is between 400 and 500. Not 400,000, 400. And that, and I'm not sure they chose to watch. Here's a called third strike. Sanabria, who draws a lot of walks, fooled on a breaking pitch by Colton. That is a really good strikeout. And Sanabria, in his 20 games, has an on-base percentage of about .480. One on and two out. And here's Robbie Tanerowicz. Last time up, three-run home run. It is the difference in this game. Tanerowicz, right-handed hitter, 2-for-2 as a double and a home run. Fouls one high in the air, off to the right, out of play against the pitch-black night sky. And, yep, we have made the journey fully in tonight. A little bit of breeze that is almost foul pole right, or excuse me, left to right. So the wind pushing a little, it would appear, toward the right field corner. That's 340 down the line. That is a real poke in this ballpark. Now, those 500 television sets doesn't mean they were watching. Of course, there wasn't much programming, so most of them probably were out of curiosity. Here's a swing and a missed foul tip. Chain hangs on 0-2, so Tanerowicz doubled and scored in the second, three-run home run in the third, so he has accounted one way or another for four of the five runs. 0-2 count, pitched by Colton, and a little swinging bunt. And that will go foul, touched by Shane McGuire. That was interesting to watch. Shane didn't touch the ball in foul ground initially. But obviously the closer the Tanerowicz got to first, then he knew that he had X number of seconds. That was well judged, and he touched the ball before Tenorowicz's foot could touch the bag. So somewhere, I don't know, maybe 400 people watched it, maybe 200, 300, whatever it was. Regular programming did not exist. And yes, kids, this is before cable, before YouTube and Hulu and all that stuff. So 400 to 500 TV sets total could get the first ever MLB game. But those crafty folks at W2XBS got a sponsor for the TV game. 0-2, runner goes, pitch is taken down and in, thrown away by McGuire, got a chance and a tag, nope, beat it. Bat of an eye. Stolen base for Cole Cummings. Mentioned he doesn't run a lot, but he's now 8-for-9 in stolen bases. 1-2 to count, runner in scoring position. You like that gamble. See how this at-bat goes. They'll give you four choices what the sponsor was for the first ever Major League Baseball game on television. Here is the stretch by the left-hander. Colton with a look at second. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on, sent high and foul. Well foul. Boy, that is a mile and a half in the air. Clunks down on the grass berm here, wraps around the left field foul pole. Kind of a gentle curved. Well, and that, if you envision the grass berm as a green on a golf course, that looked like a pitching wedge when it stuck. Count still 1-2 to Tenorowicz. Again, a double and a home run. Pitch fouled away. It was behind it, but lined it foul. Still 1-2. Colton Johnson, second inning of work. Missions have right-hander David Morgan warming in the bullpen. Daniel Camarena went 2, gave up a run on 3 base hits. The run was unearned. Runner in scoring position, Cole Cummings, 2 down. Long look at the runner. Delivery by Colton. Lifts it high in the air to right field. Not deep. Henry Bolte drifts toward the line, and he's got it for the out. So a leadoff walk, but Colton Johnson, after striking out the side in the fourth, will retire 6 out of 7 batters that he has faced so far in this ballgame. No runs or hits, no errors. And a man left on base. Totals in our trivia coming up. We played 5 innings. And again, David Morgan will come on to pitch as we go to the top half of the 6th inning. After 5, it's the Missions 5 and the Rockdowns 3.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Hounds got on the board first. They scored twice in the top half of the first inning. RBI single, Shane McGuire. RBI sack fly by Jordan Groshans. But the Hounds did leave the bases loaded. Got a two-out walk in the second inning, and that base runner as well did not come across. The Missions got on the board in the second. Robbie Tenorowicz with a double to left field, scored on a two-out single by Ray Patrick Ditter, his fourth ribby in the last two games. And in the third, with one man out, Cole Cummings hit by a pitch. Connor Hollis doubled, putting runners at second and third. Romeo Sanabria, fly ball to deep left field, sack fly, but it's also dropped, although the Hounds argued that. And moments later, Robbie Tenorowicz, a 3-run home run. So the sack fly and the error tied the game. And then Tenorowicz broke the tie with a 3-run home run. Hounds on the board in the fourth. Denzel reaching on an error on a very close play and then scored on Will Simpson's infield single with great hustle, by the way. So 5-3 the score. Pitch down low from David Morgan. You know, there are sometimes, the score I'm giving you, by the way, is correct, but if you were to look at my score sheet, you would accuse me of having skipped the first grade. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed Jeremy Ironman. One ball and one strike from right-hander David Morgan. When the Rockhounds scored a run in the fourth inning, I added 2+1 and got 2. I actually did not add it. I just wrote it down. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. So I have double-checked on it since. And 1+2, I am now told, is 3. It's 5-3 ball game. Rockhounds, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Missions, 2 runs, I'm sorry, 5 runs, 4 hits as well. 4 hits and 1 error as well. I'll do those totals again since I now botched the pitch down and away, 3-1 the count. Just from the guy who added 1+2 and got 2. It's the new math. Yeah, it's a technical baseball thing. 3-1 to Jeremy Ironman. Morgan, right-hander set. Jeremy leads it off in the sixth and a swing and a miss, 3-2. Hounds 3-7-1. Missions 5-4-1. The Tenerowitz home run. 3-run shot. And he's still the difference in this ballgame. Top of the sixth with Ironman, Junior Perez, and Denzel Clark to face David Morgan. Pass ball, ripped toward left field on the run. Anybody going to get there? Nope, going to drop for a base hit. Cole Cummings made the play. Jeremy did not hit that as hard as I thought he did. He pulled a pitch that looked like it might have been middle out and pulled it toward the left field line. So it was a soft line drive, but no way that Cummings could get there. And the Rockhounds have the leadoff man on in the sixth inning against David Morgan on the single to left field. So Jeremy Ironman with a base hit. One on, nobody down. Here's Junior. He's bounced to second and bounced to short, and that was a terrific play to get him by Ray Patrick Ditter. Swinging bunt back to the mound, and that will move the runner up. He didn't mean to, but that'll work. 1-3 put out on a little tapper back toward the mound. Perez retired, Ironman to second. That'll bring up Denzel Clark. Game 3 of this series tonight. Hounds and Missions tomorrow at 7:05, same on Saturday, 6:05, cowards that they are on Sunday. We get a visit to the mound here from catcher Juan Zabala. Hounds are home. Oh, what do we have? Oh, my. Uh-oh, Jeremy. Oh, come on now. Jeremy Ironman. Oh, my goodness. Eric Fast. Oh, my goodness. You know, if you know Jeremy's background, he has battled injuries and just such a good guy, and he is coming to the dugout. Oh, my goodness. Well, he moved up to second. I thought there was a conversation going on at the mound. Instead, it was Jeremy Ironman who will come out of the game. So, see who will come on to pinch run. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you never like to see injuries. You just flat out don't. We know that. But he has battled through so many in his career. A competitive round, draft choice, high draft choice out of Missouri State. And Jack Winkler will take his spot and will stay in at shortstop. So Jack is on as a pinch runner. But, oh, man, I hope that is nothing that – I just hope that's precautionary. They're, boy, just guys that baseball can just flat out sometimes be cruel. So, Jeremy, good thoughts with you. Well, he comes out of the ball game here, and the pinch runner is Jack Winkler. Here is Denzel. 2-run game, runner in scoring position, 1 man down. Swing and a fly ball. Well struck. Deep left center field. High and deep. Got a chance. Got more than a chance. That is get down and out of here. Denzel Clark ties this game sidewalk souvenir to left field. Power alley to left center. Touch that dish, young man. RBIs 49 and 50 as he touches home plate. Denzel Clark ties this baseball game. Boy, that ball jumped off the bat, and Cole Cummings looked like he might have had a chance at it. No way, no how. Got out of here to left center in this ballpark. That is a poke. It is 5-5 in the sixth inning. Denzel with his 12th of the year, 49th and 50th ribbies. Check, swing, strike, Brennan Malone, 0-1. Boy, he is, you know, he's big and tall. You forget how fast he is. At least you can. Swinging the foul back, 0-2. And especially on ground balls to the infield, it's one of those areas where Denzel's speed really becomes so evident. He hustles his backside off. But he's also really strong. They didn't replay that. I would love to know. I'll see if I can check tomorrow with the video where that pitch was exactly. Looked like, again, maybe middle out, maybe. And yanked it into left field. It's a swing and a miss. And Brennan Malone, after all that, is up and down on strikes. Three pitch whiff for David Morgan. Two down in the inning. So Jeremy Ironman, the single. Jack Winkler replaces him as the pinch runner. Will stay in the game. One would assume at shortstop. And after the short delay, Denzel first pitch swing and drives it out. Will Simpson, the batter, he is 2-for-3. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. A big old military aircraft you might hear in the background. Well, MLB, I wish they would come around. I'll be nice, I guess, in phrasing that. Denzel Clark on the stat sheet, pitch down low, says he has 29 stolen bases. He doesn't. He has 30, and he now has 50 runs batted in. So come on, MLB, let's go. Goodness. We've been trying to get a, and it wasn't a scoring change. It was something that was entered improperly, and you'd think that would be easy. Apparently not. High fly ball off the bat of Will Simpson. That is high and deep to left field. Will it run out of steam? It will. And that catch is made by Cole Cummings. That one, when it jumped off the bat, that looked like it might get out of the ballpark. Denzel wasn't sure about that. It was more of a line drive. But this one winds up in deep left center, but short of the track. Rockhounds, two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. Denzel drives the ball out of the ballpark. And we'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And in San Antonio, we've got ourselves a 5-5 tie.
In recounting the four-peat, it's important to pause at title number three. When the Rockhounds made it a hat trick in 2016, they became just the fourth team ever to win three straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's two best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Theo Sergiosa's walk-off grand slam in the last of the ninth in Game 3 of the division series. Theo and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27. Ryan Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century, powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
In the last half of the sixth inning, a 5-5 tie. Marcos Castagnon now will lead it off. This ball game brand new. Each team with a big swing of the bat. A three-run home run by Robbie Tenorowicz. Two-run home run from Denzel. And so Marcos Castagnon leads it off. Takes a strike from Colton Johnson on the outside edge, 0-1. Robert Perez Jr. and Ray Patrick Ditter following the mission sixth inning. And this one back and forth, and a lot of baseball getting played here tonight. 0-1 count. Pitch from Colton, swing and a miss, but right in that down and in, and Castagnon couldn't catch it. First ever Major League Baseball game. They got a sponsor on W2XBS so that maybe 400 or 500 people maybe could watch it. But those crafty sales folks with W2XBS got a sponsor. Foul ball, boy, it was headed our way. Foul back, still 0-2. Was the sponsor of the first Major League Baseball telecast, was it Wheaties, the Breakfast of Champions, Macy's Department Store, the Ford Motor Company, or Louis' Restaurant? Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, site of the first ever televised game, Reds and Dodgers. Who was the sponsor? Pitch from Colton popped in the air. It's going to plank on the roof, I think, right above us. Let's see. Yep. 0-2 the count. Hounds are good activity now in the bullpen. Colton Johnson into his third inning of work out of the Hounds pen. Shohei Tomioka activated. I'll tell you the other side of that pitch up high for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Hounds had an open roster spot with a promotion yesterday of Blake Beers. So very well deserved. Man, wish him well at the AAA level. Shohei has been on the injured list, so he will fill that spot on the roster. 1-2, chop to third, long hop to the shortstop. Jack Winkler going to have to hurry a little bit, sets up, throws, and got it. Nice backhand pick by Will Simpson. Not one of those long hops that you did. You can't charge it. You have to wait for it. And Jack did that, made the play really nicely, one man down. First ever MLB televised game, this date way back in 1939. Who sponsored it? Wheaties? Macy's Department Store? The Ford Motor Company, or Louis Restaurant? Here's Robert Perez, Jr. Pitch to the corner outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. He'll give another pitch to ponder. Wheaties, Macy's, Ford, or Louis Restaurant? One ball, no strikes to count. Colton into the motion. Perez waits. Stretch and pitch. Nub foul. Count one ball, one strike. Ray Patrick Ditter on deck. Tied at 5 in the bottom half of inning number 6. Ball game going on just a little while. We're, 6th inning and at 1:55. The first inning took a half hour. Most of it, the Rockhounds. Pitch swung on, lined into right field, but Bolte's right there and he'll glove it. Good swing of the bat by Robert Perez, Jr. He lines out, though, to his opposite number, right fielder Henry Bolte. Okay, let's see. Who wasn't it? First ever big league televised game. Who sponsored it? Was it Macy's Department Store? That makes perfect sense, and nope, it was not. Ford Motor Company, or going concern in 1939. Nope. Nor was it Louis Restaurant with an asterisk on that one. We will tell you why. Here's Ray Patrick Ditter. Takes strike at the knees outside corner. Well, makes perfect sense. It was Wheaties. Yep, the breakfast of champions, of course, if you made the cover of the Wheaties box for a long, long time, maybe still, isn't it? You were doing just fine. So Wheaties, first ever sponsor of televised baseball, and they might have reached somewhere between 200 and 400 people. 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. Of course, Macy's is a real department store, Ford Motor Company, of course, real. Louis Restaurant, I don't think it really exists. I wanted to get something back a little bit. Louis Restaurant was the restaurant from the scene in The Godfather, where Michael Corleone does his number. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and in for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Yeah, Louis Restaurant. It's the horrendous police chief says, good food there. Or is it? Maybe it was one. It might have been one of the Corleones. Yeah, I think it was one of the Corleones. Said Louis Restaurant. Yeah, good food there. And a gun in the toilet. Yeah, that's a good matchup. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball. 2-2. So no, Louis Restaurant did not sponsor the first ever Major League telecast. By the way, 63 years later to the day, it's August 26, 2002. First game streaming online, the Major League game. Pitch, called third strike, Ditter knew it, he's walking away. Well, Colton Johnson has just turned in the best performance of his Double-A career, which hadn't been going on all that long, but that is outstanding. He faced 10, he retired 9, he struck out 5 of the 10 he faced, gave up a walk, but nothing else. 3 scoreless, and he is the pitcher of record at the moment for the Rockhounds. Colton Johnson, absolutely outstanding. To the top half of the 7th, we go in San Antonio. It's the Rockhounds 5 and the Missions 5.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Shane McGuire leads off. We go to the top of the seventh inning in the first pitch swing. Fly ball left field, but plenty of room for Cole Cummings. One pitch, one swing. One fly ball handled for the out. Shane, though, good ball game, 2-for-4. Drove in the first run of the contest with a single in the first inning. Hammond's catcher retired here. And here is Jordan Groshans. Jordan, 1-for-2. Sacrifice fly in the first. He struck out looking in the third, singled in the fifth. Was eventually doubled up on a marvelous double play. Ray Patrick Dinner to Connor Hollis to Robbie Tenorowicz. 6-4-3. Best ball up high. Ball one from David Morgan. One ball and no strikes. By the way, that first ever streaming broadcast of a big league game also took place in New York. That was at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees defeated the Rangers. About 30,000 fans visited MLB.com and watched it. Of course, that has expanded ever since. Pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. In fact, fewer people watched online than watched the game in person at 42,000. As the man said in the movie, For Love of the Game, the big ballpark in the Bronx. So he says it with a New York accent. Ballpark. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. 2-1 to Jordan. Ryan Bovas on deck. Shohei warming again now in the bullpen for the Rockhounds. What a terrific job from Colton Johnson in this game. 2-1 to Groshans. 5-all tie. Top of the seventh. Pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Doesn't matter. Called strike. 2-2. So Shohei, it appears, will start the seventh inning, but Colton Johnson, 3 scoreless innings, 5 strikeouts, just 1 walk. Face just 10. Backup pitch just inside. Crowd groaning a little bit. Pitch didn't miss by a whole bunch. Looked like it did stay just up and in. And David Morgan, pitcher of record now for San Antonio, gets the blown save as he gave up the 2-run home run to Denzel. Pitch to Groshans is fouled back, so Jordan hangs in there. They count 3-2 a second time. Hounds got the first 2. Mission's got the next 5. And Hounds with a single run in the fourth and Denzel's 2-run home run in the sixth. We are all even up 5 apiece. Jordan waits. Pitch to Groshans, 3-2 again. Just up and in. Turned into it this time. Did not go. Ball 4. So the one-out walk to Jordan Groshans. Brian Buelvas will be the batter. Henry Bolte on deck. Brian 1-for-3, infield single back in the first inning. It was a sharply hit ball that Ray Patrick Dinner made a nice effort on. Could not get him. And here's Brian. 5-all tie. One on, one man down. Groshans the base runner. Buelvas set. Right-hander Morgan delivers and a foul straight back to the screen. No balls in one strike. David Morgan out of Mission Viejo, California. 24-year-old right-hander. Morgan making his 19th appearance all out of the bullpen. 1-1. ERA just a tinch over 5. Right-hander's pitch, swung on, laced into right center field, got a chance, going to drop all the way to the wall. That is going to drive home the run, I do believe. Jordan Groshans being waved. Throw from shallow right center field, going to come to third base instead, and out there is Buelvas, but he drives home the run, breaks the tie, 6-5 Hounds, Buelvas out of third base. So O'Brien will get an RBI double in the gap to right center field. Brings home Jordan Groshans, who scores all the way from first, and the Rockhounds lead it 6-5. I do believe that will go 8-4-5 on the putout. Ryan trying to get to third base. Well, the Hounds now lead it 6-5 with four unanswered, and here's Henry Bolte. Bases empty, two down. Nubs one foul, first base side, 0-1. Brian Buelvas with his 11th run batted in. Brian, 2-for-4 in this game. And again, look at number just 16 games remain in the regular season. And Brian Buelvas is heating up a little bit. So is Jordan Groshans, breaking pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Henry 0-for-2. He has struck out, bounced into that double play, although that was a sharply hit ball. And what was very nearly a single to left field, instead turned into a 6-4-3 double play. He walked his first time up, did Bolte. Henry swings and nubs another one foul at the plate. The count is 1-2. So he has reached base now in 13 consecutive games, has Henry, hitting right about .325 in that stretch. Jack Winkler replacing Jeremy Ironman. The only gray cloud on this evening so far, really, and Jack on deck. Breaking pitch lifted in the air to right. That's going to go right at Perez Jr. He will make the catch for the out, but Rockhounds break the tie. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Well, a little non-Googleable coming up for you. It's a little off the beaten path, but we'll do it anyway. What the dickens. From San Antonio, take me out to the ball game time, and the Hounds have their second lead of the game. Shohei on the pitch, Hounds 6, Missions 5.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Shohei Tomio could have just coming off the injured list. Again, Blake Beers, we'll talk about him behind his back on our road to the show here in a couple of minutes anyway, next inning or so. But Blake very deservedly going up to AAA. And so Shohei has been sidelined, was placed on the injured list on the 20th. So basically he has been eligible for a day or so. So he is in the pitch. And Colton Johnson becomes the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds, and boy, the left-hander just outstanding. Three innings, 10 batters faced, 9 retired, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. And it'll be Joshua Mears to lead it off. Juan Zabala will follow, then back to the top of the order for Cole Cummings as we go to the last half of the seventh inning. Activity in the San Antonio bullpen now. And Shohei's first pitch, Mears a late swing, fouls it back, 0-1. Rob Auk. I'm sorry, it's Ryan, is it not? It's Ryan Auk, sorry. Ryan Auk in the bullpen, O-C-H, the last name. Joshua Mears 0-for-2, he's flown to left and struck out looking. Shohei's pitch, backup delivery, bounced foul wide to third, 0-2. So Shohei now back out of the Rockhounds bullpen and back to duty. He has been one of the most utilized pitchers on the roster. In fact, even missing a week or so, 35th appearance all out of the bullpen, and that is a team high on the season. Delivery breaking ball down and away, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count to Joshua Mears. Seventh inning, Rockhound 6, Missions 5. Into 1966 in a couple of Venable ballparks. Dodger Stadium, which of course is still going, and Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-2. On back-to-back days, Dodgers and Giants were both out of town. And so a different aggregation took to the infield at Dodger Stadium and Candlestick Park. Pitch fouled straight back. Count is 2-2. It was a different time, space, and dimension, that's for sure. 1966. Won the baseball game. Back-to-back dates, the 28th and 29th of August, 1966. Dodger Stadium, Candlestick Park. Back up pitch, looped and foul. Boy, really fought that off. Classically did Mears. He got down 0-2. He's fouled off a couple, and it's a 2-2 count. And it was not a baseball game. In fact, it was not a sporting event. But it was world class, that's for sure. World renowned. Back up pitch, and he bounced another one. Fell. Boy, Mears is really doing a great job. I think Shohei has really had him off balance the last two. But he has hung in there and got just a piece of it. He fouled one opposite way, and this one was out in front over the top, but got a piece of it, hangs in, still 2-2. This will be the eighth pitch the Hounds reliever has thrown here in the seventh. So his pitch, and that's popped in the air, playable. First base side, foul ground. Will Simpson near the bullpen. That's a good catch for the out. Running right at the Rockhounds bullpen bench. So the pop foul. There aren't a whole lot of ways, by the way, that you can really tease this non-Google goal without giving it away. A baseball team, of course, basically is made up of nine players. That's pre-DH, of course, but that's what we think of, right? The baseball, nine players. Well, this aggregation had four players. Here's Juan Zabala. Pitch to the corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. Zabala has flown out to left and struck out. Well, he is 0-2. Top of the order, Cole Cummings on deck for the Missions. Hounds 6, San Antonio 5, bottom of the seventh. Pitch swung on and fouled back. 0-2. So this four-player aggregation, there were actually nine participants in the event. Four preliminaries, and then these guys. And in terms of a performance, it was the last time they ever did it in public. Here's the 0-2 stretch 10 pitch, breaking ball down the way for a ball. And the new supply of baseballs, a couple of handfuls from the bad boy. He's not a real big guy. He had three baseballs in each hand. How did he do that? Count 1-2 to Juan Zabala, right-handed hitting catcher. Here's the stretching pitch by Shohei. Bouncer toward third, charging. Groshans, it's going to be a tough play. Throws on a run. No, it didn't. He got it. My goodness. That's so pretty. Bouncer to third, and Jordan made the play. Made it look a little easier than it really was. Top of the order, Cole Cummings. Well, they weren't a baseball team, but they were only one of a kind, or four of a kind, as you may choose. On August 28th, they performed at Dodger Stadium, and on this date, 1966. Holy cow, that's nearly 60 years ago, isn't it? Inside for ball to Cole Cummings. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Kids, ask your great-grandparents, or ask the Rockhounds broadcaster. The Beatles made their final public concert appearance. Pitch outside and high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now, if you are an astute Beatles fan, I know they played on the roof of Abbey Road, the Apple Studios, that is. But that, of course, was not It was public, but you couldn't get in to see it. You just had to listen from the street. Final public concert was at Candlestick Park. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, 2-1. And I just love this. 1966. You know what tickets cost to see the Beatles? Now, whether you like their music or not, they were revolutionary. I mean, they changed popular music. Foul ball away, 2-2. Tickets were $4.50 and $6.50 if you were feeling, you know, you're feeling really rich. The Remains, Bobby Hebb, The Circle, I like them, and the Ronettes were the opening acts, and it didn't take long. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Shohei with a breaking ball down and in, and Cole Cummings is out on strikes, and my goodness, what a job so far through four innings by Colton Johnson, and now by Shohei Tomioka in his return. That's 13 batters faced and 12 retired by the Rockhounds bullpen, and in the meantime, the Hounds have taken the lead. So we are bound for the top half of the eighth inning. Give you totals coming up. And after seven complete, Rockdown 6 and the Mission's 5.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Left-hander Ryan Hawk is on to pitch as we go to the eighth inning. This has been a back-and-forth ball game at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Hounds got the early 2-0 lead, scored twice in the first inning. Make sure my totals I'm about to give you are correct. The Missions came back out within 2-1 in the second inning. And then the three-run home run by Robbie Tenorowicz made it a 5-2 game with the Missions on top. Hounds made it 5-3 in the fourth. RBI single by Will Simpson. And then Jeremy Ironman with a single. He left the game injured. My goodness. And Denzel Clark, two-run game-tying home run in the sixth inning. Hounds break the tie on Jordan Groshans' one-out walk in the seventh. And Brian Buelvas, an RBI double. 6-5 the score. Jack Winkler leads it off. Jack took Jeremy Ironman's place on the base paths and at shortstop. Ryan Hawk delivers for ball one, high and away. Top of the eighth underway. Totals here in just a moment. And just a tinch to add on to our non-Googleable. Pitch down and in. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Junior Perez. And back up top for Denzel to follow here. In the eighth inning, Hounds 6, Missions 5. Hounds have activity in the bullpen, by the way, called strike, and it's 2-1. Hounds get a right-hander. I think it's Tyler Baum, but I want to get a note. That sure is. So Tyler Baum is warming. Winkler, big swing and a miss. Jack comes up empty. Two balls and two strikes. Ryan Hawk, tall left-hander. Six feet to a 5-fly ball, right center field, long run. Good jump, and to get there in time, Joshua Mears. Good play by Mears. Tracked that ball down, hit into right center field. Totals in this ballgame in the top half of the eighth inning. Rockhound, 6 runs on 10 hits and an error, 6-10-1. Missions, 5 runs on 4 hits and an error, 5-4-1. Big swings of the bat, of course, including Denzel's two-run home run. Brian Buelvas with a tie-breaking double. He was out trying to stretch it to a triple, but drove home the run. And the bullpen has been terrific. Pitch down and in, ball one to Junior Perez. Colton Johnson, who was the pitcher of record, 3 innings, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Shohei, it appears, will go 1 inning for the Rockhounds. Tyler Baum is up and warming in the bullpen. In play down the right field side. Shohei, 1 inning, 1 whiff. 4 scoreless out of the bullpen. 1-0 count. Junior waits, takes a strike at the knees, 1-1. Junior Perez 0-3. He has bounced to second. Bounced out on a really good play by Ray Patrick Ditter at short. And a swinging bunt back to the pitcher in the sixth inning. 0-3. Check swing, foul ball, 1-2. Junior is a guy that the Rockhounds had really loved to get that ignition switch rethrown as we head into the final 15 games beginning tomorrow of this season. And, of course, perhaps spot in the postseason for the first time since 2019. Sounds good. And a swing and a miss. Junior out on strike. So Ryan Auk gets the strikeout. Two men down in the top of the eighth inning. So the whip for Auk. Ryan Auk has been solid. He makes his 15th appearance out of the bullpen. Has a couple of saves in three opportunities. 3.63 ERA, right about a hit per inning, and he is a strikeout guy. 36 strikeouts in 22 and a third. He's added one now to that. Swing foul out of play. Denzel, 1-for-3, 3 runs scored. Reached on an error that certainly could have been a hit. Hit by a pitch back in the first and scored. And, of course, the two-run game-tying home run, RBIs 49 and 50. Takes fastball strike down the middle, 0-2 from Auk. And again, Ryan Auk, a lot of strikeouts. Tyler Baum is still warming. Arkansas is leading Amarillo 10-4. Now that's Hodgetown. Here's a line drive, center field on the move, and making a tumbling catch is Joshua Mears. Denzel Clark, check your wallet. You flat out just got robbed. That is thievery in San Antonio. Ranging to his left in a sliding, diving catch by Joshua Mears. We're bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rockhound 6, Missions 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Connor Hollis, Romeo Sanabria, and Robbie Tenerowicz has been big in this ballgame. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Tyler Baum, right-hander, is on to pitch for the Hounds. 6-5, the Hounds lead it in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Connor Hollis is 1-for-3. Doubled and scored in the third inning, scored on the Tenerowicz home run. Right-handed hitter waits. First pitch by Tyler. High strike, fastball, 0-1. Tyler Baum out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Tyler, one of the more utilized guys, his 31st appearance. 3-3, 3.53 ERA. Delivery sends up high for a ball, 1-1. Tyler in 43 in the third innings, just 35 base hits, 22 walks, a little high on that number, and 59 strikeouts. So he's been a high-volume guy, a good breaking pitch there called strike 1-2. By the way, this is just little stuff. If you go back a ways, if you are my vintage or near it, and we were talking about the Beatles at Candlestick Park last public concert. They were done with performing at that point. They were really into studio stuff, and you can't really do that on stage. And 1966, I mean, by today's standards, not even primitive. It doesn't even do it. There was no major amplification, just their guitar amps and maybe a microphone on Ringo's drums, swinging a foul ball just wide of the bag at first. Hollis was jammed on that pitch, and he sent it foul, and boy, it didn't miss by much. So, yeah, $4.50 and $6.50 to see the Beatles. The concert started at 8 o'clock at Candlestick Park. There were four warm-up acts, and the Beatles took the stage at 9:27. Yeah. Shorter stints back then, pitched down low 3-2 now from Tyler. And the Beatles' performance, 30 minutes. This is a little personal sidebar. We'll wait for this. Of course, this is more important. The pitch from Tyler, fly ball, foul out of play. The last two concerts on their American tour, they were the last two public concerts that the Beatles ever performed, were at Dodger Stadium and Candlestick Park. Those are outdoor venues, of course. The concert they played before that was one of two on the same day, just a little earlier in August, at Seattle, at the Seattle Center Coliseum, which was the host to World's Fair initially, and then the Seattle Supersonics for a long time. So the Beatles performed twice there, once in the morning and or early afternoon, once at night. Pitch swung on, fly ball, center field. Plenty of room drifting back is Junior. Perez has it. So a bit of a battle. Hollis and Tyler Baum. Ball hit to fairly deep center. Handled by Junior. And here's Romeo Sabania. Excuse me, Sanabria. Over for three with an RBI. Checkney over two with an RBI. Sack fly in there. Well, the second of those concerts played on the same day in Seattle. They played in the afternoon and then played in the evening. And I was there. Amazing. Saw them twice in Seattle, in fact. They would be the Beatles. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled back. And, yep, the entire set took took about a half an hour. And, yeah, I think the tickets, $6.50 sounds about right. And so that last concert in Seattle was the last indoor concert Beatles ever played. There you go. And little Bobby Hards was there. It was a breaking pitch called strike. It's 0-2. I won't tell you how old I was because that'll, yeah, that's way too much arithmetic. Okay, it was 15. 0-2 count. That was something, man. See those guys. Here's the 0-2. Up and away for a ball. 1-2. By 1966, the screaming had decreased a little so you could actually almost hear them play. Because, again, there was no major amplification. Saw them in 1964 as well, a couple of years earlier in Seattle, and you basically could not hear a thing. 2-2 pitch sent right up the middle, and right there is Winkler. Oh, a little room service kick. Throw to first with the out. Jack had that shaded up the middle anyway. It was right at him, but that ball took a little bounce. And it wasn't quite enough to be a bad hop, turned into a good hop. And Jack remembered, gratuity not included. Bounced out to shortstop, two down in the eighth inning. And the batter is Robbie Tenorowicz. Boy, he's been big in the game. A double and a run scored in the second. Three-run home run in the third. Flew out to right his last time up. On Googleable trivia from friends at Bud Light. We'll see you tomorrow evening right about 7. Same on Saturday, and then 6 on Sunday for the final three games of this series. Tenorowicz takes a strike. Rockhounds lead this game for the third consecutive game, a one-run ball game. This one a little bit different the way it is unfolded. This one away from Tyler. We just missed, not sure where. One ball, one strike. Hounds winning 5-4 on Tuesday. Missions 3-2 last night. This one's been back and forth, but the Hounds lead 6-5. Bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody on and two men out. Tenorowicz swings and swinging bunt. Shane McGuire says he's got it. You can trust him. Throw the first for the out. So Tenorowicz bounces out to the catcher. Boy, the bullpen, I mean, outstanding. Five innings, 16 batters faced, just one over the minimum. No hits, one walk for the Rockhounds bullpen. To the ninth, Hounds 6, Missions 5.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. we salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
We go to the top half of the ninth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Brennan Malone, Will Simpson, and Shane McGuire to face the right-hander Ryan Auk. Down 6, missions 5. Seth Elledge warming in the bullpen. First pitch fouled back by Brennan, 0-1. Brennan Malone, 1-for-3, a walk and a single in 4 trips to the plate. That single, though, really big in the fourth inning. It swung on and missed 0-2. Denzel Clark had reached on an error. Again, it was one of those that really kind of a 50-50, just a toss of the coin. I really don't think Ray Patrick did or would have gotten in, but he bobbled the ball, was ruled an error, understandably. I think if you look a little bit more broadly at the play, I think if you'd seen where Denzel was down the line, I think he would have beaten it, but that's just personal opinion. And a bit of bias, I'm sure. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. But it was one on with two men out, and Brennan Malone singled to left field with Denzel just flat flying, getting from first to third on a ball hit the left. And not real deep. Pitch up high, 2-2. Wasn't the sharpest line drive, not the hardest hit ball, but it was basically a line drive to left, and Denzel got from first to third, scored in an infield single by Will Simpson to make it a 5-3 game with the Hounds still down by 2. Swinging a foul out of play, and of course then Denzel took care of that with a 2-run home run in the 6th. Brian Wellboss driving home Jordan Groshans. Jordan's had a good ball game again. He's a guy with a lot of experience, including a little bit at the big league level, and that bat has really been coming around. The glove has been sensational. It swung on, lifted high in the air to right field, not deep. Robert Perez Jr. drifts over toward the line a bit, and he will make the catch. One down in the ninth inning. In the Mission's ninth, Marcos Castagnon, Robert Perez Jr., and Ray Patrick Ditter. I don't know if he's the guy you want to face. He's swung the bat well the last two games. Ditter is something of an anomaly. Defense, and this is what I am told by San Antonio folks, his defense has not been very good. It's been really good in this series. He has an error in this game, but it was on a hard hit ball. And he's hitting under 200, but he's been huge in this series, including a 3-run homer yesterday. Pop foul out of play, heading toward the concourse, going to take a mile and a half, hop in the air, and back to the concourse it goes. And as the old country song used to say, the race is on. Will Simpson, the batter. Well, he has made the most of his opportunity to come up from advanced day when Nick Kurtz went on the injured list. Swing and a miss here. It's 0-2. Facing a high-volume strikeout pitcher in Ryan Auk. Auk, 6 feet, 205, 26 years of age, out of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Coming off a year in which he was injured, not pitch all of last year. Fly ball, right field side, drifting foul. That's going to bounce about a mile and a half in the air as well. Oh, ball hit a fence. That's stuck. Somebody's going to get a souvenir. 0-2 the count. 6-5 Hounds were in the top of the ninth inning. Nobody on, one out. Will Simpson, right-handed hitter, waits, takes just inside. Ball one, one ball, two strikes. Will 2-for-4 in this game. He singled and scored in the first and just putting it in play with two strikes in the count. RBI infield single, which is a well-hit ball. Ditter made a really good play just to get to it. Swings and sends one foul back to the screen, 1-2. So 2-for-4 is Will Simpson. So he's 4-for-10, couple of walks as well since coming up from Advanced A Lansing. Nick Kurtz played 1 week for the Rockhounds, was placed on the injured list after making a long stretch at a play at first base. So Nick sidelined. Here's the 1-2, and that's loop foul, right field side. That'll find its way to the screen. Nick Kurtz has been on a very fast track. He was drafted, remember, just this year out of Wake Forest. Played all of 7 games at a single-A Stockton and was promoted to Hounds. So whether or not you might see him to start next season, I think, is probably questionable at best. Bouncer foul. And what a battle again by Will Simpson. He's fouled off 4 two-strike pitches. Got down 0-2. And it's 1-2 here. In the first inning, Will Simpson, 0-2 count, fouled 2 away, and then just a swinging bunt, little chopper to third, he reached, and that helped set up a 2-run inning. 1-2 count, did I jinx him? No, fly ball foul again. That's 5 of them now up his bat. Point being on Nick Kurtz, whether he would open 2025 with the Rockhounds, I would imagine is maybe questionable, so I don't think that Will Simpson... good chance he would be the opening day first baseman for the Hounds in 2025, getting a chance to get a taste of Double-A. Pins a high pop-up shallow center. Long run. Anybody? Oh, nice play on the move by Mears. Boy, he's made a couple of really good plays the last 2 innings. Handled the line drive off the bat of Denzel Clark on a brilliant diving catch to end the 8th inning. And this one, he was playing fairly deep, and that ball was hit shallow, and he charged it and made that play. Simpson, though, another really good battle, got down 0-2. Eventually saw 9 pitches in that plate appearance, that at bat before popping out to shallow center. Batter is Shane McGuire, 2-for-4, 2 singles with a ribby. And takes ball 1 ball and no strikes. Nobody on, 2 out, 9th inning. Seth Elledge will come on in the 9th for the Rockhounds. Lead at this point 1. Shane takes a called strike outside half of the plate. 1-1. He will be the 4th man out of the bullpen, and the first 3 have been near perfect. Delivery, a good pitch by Ock. Got the inside corner, lefty-lefty. He's sent that over the inside edge of the knees, 0-2. Arkansas leading Amarillo 11-5 in the bottom of the 9th inning. Hounds lead San Antonio. That'd be a huge step for the Hounds. Frisco, by the way, has rallied back. They lead Northwest Arkansas. Grounded to the right side. Handled easily at second by Hollis. Throw to first for the out. So a couple of really good innings for Ryan Auk. He faces 6, retires all 6, strikes out just 1, which is low for him, but he gets the whip, and we're going to the bottom of the 9th inning. And for the Rockhounds, this series can be so pivotal, trying to take a step toward the postseason. To the bottom of the 9th we go, Hounds 6, Missions 5.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
in the last half of the ninth inning for San Antonio. Marcos Castellon, Robert Therese Jr., and Ray Patrick Ditter. Maybe the most dangerous 178 hitter on the planet right now. And it is Seth Elledge who will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds here in the ninth inning. Seth Elledge, his 30th appearance, all in relief. 2-3, but a 2.09 ERA. He is 8-for-11 in saves. Seth has been very tough to hit. And veteran right-hander, 22 hits, 38 2/3 innings, 7 walks, and 32 strikeouts. Opposition hitting just 167 against him. So, man, he has been the third really outstanding reliever for the Rockhounds. Grant Holman, who is now in the big leagues, Pedro Santos, also closing. Actually, he's the fourth because Donnie Cruz had been very good before being recalled up to AAA, was Donnie's. So now here is Marcos Castagnon, leads it off, bottom of the ninth inning, stretch and pitch, strike in the outside half by Seth Elledge. Arkansas trying to close out Amarillo. And two outs in the bottom of the ninth at Hodgetown. It's the other game again with a wild card contender. Swing, fly ball, right field, not deep. Henry Bolte drifts over, and he will haul it in. One down, bottom of the ninth inning. This, of course, though, just a one-run game. Frisco leading Northwest Arkansas 8-5. Springfield leading Wichita 8-6. The Rough Riders got 5 in the 8th inning, by the way, to come from behind against the Naturals. Frisco just one game behind the Hounds. Here's the stretch end of delivery, and that's just outside of Seth Elledge. My goodness, I guess obviously my reaction, it looked really good. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 the count. Springfield, by the way, trying to go to 18-3 against Wichita this year. Stunning. Pitch to the corner, just wide again, ball two. San Antonio finished 4-20 against Frisco. They are 51-45 against the rest of the league. In fact, these two teams, 10-10 in the season series, 2-0 stretch and pitch. That will get there, and the count goes 2-1. Arkansas has defeated Amarillo, 11-5 final at Hodgetown. No uprising tonight. We'll see if the Rockhounds can get the next two outs here, but still a ways to go. Line drive gloved by Jack Winkler. Line shot to shortstop is handled for the second out. That is a hard out. Two down, and here's Ray Patrick Ditter. Boy, Perez Jr. 0-for-4, but his last two times up, he lined out sharply to Henry Bolte and absolutely loosened the seams on that one to Jack Winkler. Now here is Ray Patrick Ditter, RBI single and two strikeouts, 1-for-3. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch bounces to the plate and back to the screen, 1-0. Rockhounds came in 6.5 ahead of Amarillo and San Antonio in the potential wild card. And again, remember, Frisco was only one game out. So that's the first race you look at right now. Here's the stretch and the kick and the pitch by Seth, and just outside ball two. He's barely missed with the last four pitches just out of the zone have been just out of the zone. Ray Patrick did a right-handed hitter. Three-run home run yesterday. RBI single in this one. Pitch swung on. Ground ball, shortstop. Jack Winkler makes the play. And the throw. Ball game. Rockhounds take a step toward the postseason and a major step. Boy, I don't think there's some enthusiasm. Denzel Clark jumped the railing of the dugout to come out and start the high five line. Good play by Jack Winkler to end it. The Rockhounds take a 2-1 lead in this series. I'll give you a number, not a magic number, but just an indicator of where things are during our Post-game wrap coming up, but this one, Rockhounds winning for the second time in this series, and it is really big with Amarillo also falling tonight at home. Boy, and I mean, what a job by the bullpen in this game. 6 innings, 1 base runner, 19 faced, 18 retired. Colton Johnson, Shohei Tomioka, Tyler Baum, and Seth Elledge win, hold, fold, and save, respectively. High five line with enthusiasm. Last guy in the line, you got it, Gregorio Petit. Well done, my friend, well done. Hounds win, 6-5, tip of the cap. Gentlemen, totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds defeat the San Antonio Missions in this ballgame. Final score is 6-5. Rockhounds 6 runs on 10 hits and an error, 6-10-1. Missions 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 6, make it 5-4-1. 6-10-1 for the Rockhounds, 5-4-1 for the Missions. Rockhounds left 7 men on base, 3 of them in the first inning, 5 of them, in fact, in the first 3 innings. But they rally back and win the ballgame. Missions left just 2 men on base in this game. There were 2 home runs. They were each game changers at that time. Robbie Tenorowicz's 3-run home run broke a 2-all tie in the third. I have an incorrect number. Robbie has played for 2 teams on this year, and I wrote down the wrong number on that. His home run, his 12th overall of the season, RBI total at 44. Tenorowicz, that home run coming in the fourth, made it 5-2 San Antonio. Rockhounds rallied back and tied the game on Denzel Clark's home run, his 12th of the year, RBIs 49 and 50. And that tied the game at 5. Game-winning RBI belongs to Brian Buelvas. More on that here in a moment. 3,157 watched it. Ball game took 2 hours, 41 minutes of baseball daylight time. 30 of those minutes, by the way, constituted the first inning of this game. Rockhounds back to a season-high 21 games over 500. That is really impressive. 72-51, back to 10 games over in the second half of this season are the Rockhounds at 32-22. I saw Frisco's game go final. No, he does not. They're still in the top of the ninth inning. Frisco's still leading 8-5. We'll tell you where the wild card race stands. That is the first of the races that will likely be decided, and I emphasize the word likely. Hounds will lead the second half pennant race going into tomorrow's games. That we know. They will lead by either 1 or 2. Looks like 1 game over Frisco. And the second half pennant race, whether or not the 2 teams are already playoff bound, they don't meet again in the regular season, so that race for the second half pennant apparently going to go down to the last few days, or so it looks. Quick wrap-up, and we'll say so long when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment from San Antonio.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds win by the final score of 6-5. Hounds got 2 runs in the first inning. Ends up Clark hit by a pitch. And again, Will Simpson, you know, the little thing he said last night, a walk kind of extended an inning in which the Missions got a 3-run home run and a 3-2 win. Will Simpson put an 0-2 pitch after fouling two of them away, put an 0-2 pitch into play, just a little chopper to third base with one on and one out in the first inning. But he turns it into a base hit. The Rockhounds went on to score twice in the inning. Shane McGuire on an RBI single. Jordan Groshans on a sacrifice fly. Missions came back, got a double by Robbie Tenorowicz in the second inning and a 2-out single by Ray Patrick Ditter. It was 2-1. Missions tied and broke the tie in the third inning. Cole Cummings was hit by a pitch with one out. Connor Hollis at a double, that is, second and third. Romeo Sanabria sack fly to left field, which was dropped. Now, the Rockhounds argued that, and I think G had a point, but again, you can see both sides of it. Sack fly to left field, that tied the game, and Robbie Tenorowicz moments later, a 3-run homer, and that made it 5-2 San Antonio. In the fourth inning, Rockhounds with Denzel Clark reaching on an error. Again, that was a 50-50 call. Brennan Malone with a single. Will Simpson an infield single despite a good effort by Ray Patrick Ditter. Denzel Clark goes from first to third on a single to left field and scores on an infield single. Again, the little things in a ball game. In the sixth, leadoff single for Jeremy Ironman. He then came out of the game, and that is baseball heartbreaking. Hopefully that's not going to be a long-term thing. Denzel followed one out later with a line drive out of here to left center field, tied the game at 5. And in the seventh inning, Jordan Groshans with a one-out walk and Brian Buelvas, game-winning RBI double, right center field. Rockhounds will win it by the final of 6-5. The other numbers we gave you in this game are correct. Hounds 6-10-1, San Antonio 5-4-1. The winning pitcher is Colton Johnson, outstanding. 3 scoreless innings, 1 walk. That was the only base runner, in fact, that the bullpen allowed in this entire ball game. Shohei Tomioka went 1 inning with 1 strikeout, picks up a hold. Tyler Baum a 1-2-3 eighth. Seth Elledge a 1-2-3 ninth. Another hold, of course, for Tyler. Save for Seth, which is his ninth. Bullpen, 6 innings, 1 base runner. Absolutely outstanding. Amarillo lost at home to Arkansas. Hounds defeated San Antonio. So, both the Sod Poodles and the Missions are now 7.5 games back in the potential wild card with 15 games to go. Now, let me get the calculator out a little bit tonight. Because we came into this series, the Rockhounds, if they win at least 2 games, will have at least a 4.5-game lead over the Missions going into the final 12 of the season. So they have won 2 games with 3 still to play. Amarillo is hosting a very good Arkansas team. They are in a pennant race. And so we'll see what will shake down when things are all said and done on Sunday evening here in San Antonio. But the Rockhounds this evening just flat out took a very solid step toward their first postseason appearance since 2019. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow right about 7 o'clock. Jake Walkinshaw gets the baseball. Boy, he has been good since returning from basically a season lost. He's 1-1 with a 2 ERA. Austin Crowe will oppose him. Left-hander 4-10 with a 4.79 earned run average. And we'll tell a little bit more about what's coming up in the final homestand of the regular season for the Rockhounds as well. That'll open on Tuesday. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, where the Rockhounds rally back and win it by a final score of 6-5. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red, goodnight, Leo, goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Nelson Wolf Stadium.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.